You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Oh, I just had an idea.
My God.
So, like, say you're real fucking rich. They could put you on the moon.
Like, you're playing on the moon, bitch.
So then so you go on the moon, and then there's no, like, nothing's living on the moon, so you can't be anything on the moon, obviously. So you have to be, obviously, like, something in space, then. That would be the law.
Wait, what? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, back the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
Hold on a second. You're saying you're rich.
If I was rich.
You can go take a trip to the moon.
If I was cremated, and that's where I wanted my ashes spread.
How many fucking people had their ashes scattered on the fucking moon?
How do you know?
Who the fuck goes to the moon?
I know, like, it's like, I'm going to go to the mall, and before I get there, I'm going to stop at the moon. Anybody need anything?
No, what, because they're already selling, like, trips to the moon.
Nobody's selling trips to the moon. It's trips into space. Yes. Nobody's been to the fucking moon since the fucking 60s or 70s or some shit.
When they walked on it?
Yeah.
That was the only time?
That was it. They sent the fucking moon rovers, whatever the fuck they call
them. How did they get there?
From a rocket.
They took a taxi.
But didn't people...
You pay fare?
But didn't people put it on the moon? The
rocket launches up into space, and then it just fucking drops it right on the fucking moon.
What?
Are you disappointed?
I'm extremely disappointed.
What do you think, that we go up there, like,
all
whenever the fuck we feel
like? I thought
like
that there's people there now. I thought there was, like, not a hotel, but, like, a...
Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Lunar Inn. I have you... Hold on. I have you down for 4 nights.
I thought that... I didn't think it was an inn. I thought that there was, like, a space station, though, or something. People
That's
live
no moon.
There.
It's not on the moon,
That's
huh?
no moon. That's a space station.
Why? Why not on the moon?
What?
I'm confused.
Why would there be a space station on the moon? You act like the moon is that close.
Is it far? Does anyone know?
How long it takes to get to the moon? No.
I'm not a fucking...
Why would anybody just know something like that?
No. Space could be a hobby.
You need to watch more news.
I watch the news.
Do you?
I'm knowledgeable on everything.
Even on shit that don't exist.
Isn't there... Didn't they just clean up trash off the moon, too?
What?
Yeah, there's a dude with a fucking trash
on community service. There you go, Bob.
He's a fucking janitor for the food.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
They just clean up track. Yeah, because people are fucking littering on the fucking food.
God damn it. Who keeps fucking putting their cigarette butts on a goddamn moon? If I see one more McDonald's trash bag.
I thought trash had floated onto it or something, and then they just cleaned it up.
Real quick, where's the trash come from?
Space?
Like, space trash.
Like lunar trash.
What's lunar trash? Give us an example of what you could find if you're cleaning up on the moon.
There are hookers on the moon.
Like sand and rocks and stuff like that.
Why would you clean it up? That's what's on the moon.
I don't know, because it was messing with the way the moon looked to us. Like,
the moon would be beautiful if it wasn't so sandy.
The moon has never looked different to us.
I don't know.
This is just a matter of looking up when you go outside at night. That's all this is.
But I looked at it through a telescope.
And you saw the janitor cleaning up the trash.
No, I couldn't even find the flag. I was pissed.
He's just fucking sitting there with his big glass helmet whistling.
There's things in space, like satellite dishes and shit like that.
Satellite dishes. DirecTV.
Isn't there, like, stuff in space?
That we put up there? Like, yeah, I got you. Like, satellites.
Yeah. Are they
like
just,
telescopes?
So, like,
Hubble.
They're just floating around, too. So why? They could get on the moon and then they could...
I don't think they get that close to the moon. They're not that close to the fucking moon.
How far is...
They're in our atmosphere.
Oh, are
right
they?
Outside our atmosphere.
Oh.
And the moon is not right outside our atmosphere. It's like, it's ridiculously far away.
But doesn't a spaceship drive fast?
You better put this bitch in fifth, because we are not making it there by Tuesday.
Yes. I thought a bunch of times we went to space. I can't believe
we did go to space a bunch of times.
To
not
the moon.
To the moon.
Why didn't we go ever again?
I don't work for NASA.
It takes about 3, back in the 70s, it took about 3 days to get there.
Isn't that far? You can't even get to California.
You're listening to the fucking JZ Jicks, assholes.
Everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please find us on Facebook, find us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, like us, follow us, favorite us, go to iTunes, subscribe to us, listen to all of our shows, give us awesome reviews, go to Ustream, look at that shit, go to riotcast.com. There's a support button, support us. Donate. Give us some money. We're poor. We want to be rich, right? That's the deal. Also, you can email us at Jersey Jerks.
What the fuck are you babbling about?
At jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. What?
Did I throw her off when I said don't mention the phones?
I think so.
Yeah, but it's okay. I'm doing okay. I have energy. Make sure if you have an iPad or an iPhone.
I did.
The noise is bothering
me. You turned into Brooklyn on it.
She have an iPad.
I was in New York this weekend.
Were you?
I was.
What'd you do there?
I went to Global Citizens Festival.
Oh.
It was Welcome Saturday citizen. Night. I'm a global citizen.
Are you?
I am.
I would think you're intergalactical.
I am, but there's no citizenship for that yet.
I don't know. According to the intro, there's a hotel on the moon.
God, I forgot all about that. That was an interesting conversation.
How did you feel when you heard that one?
stupid.
Did you at 1 second, like while you were listening to that, did you for 1 second think, why did I ask that? I should have known that.
Then what about
any of it? Any of it?
No, it still holds true. A little. It's a little different. Like the trash thing is obviously wrong.
And the hotel thing.
I didn't know that we only went to the moon the one time. I thought it was like a spiel that we were.
Oh, it's obvious you didn't know because you were like so adamant about it. You were like, "Nah, we've gone to the fucking moon all the time. We were there a couple weeks ago."
Like I forgot about it. I probably would have gotten in an argument with somebody at a bar or something and been like, "We've been to the moon like 75 times." I think the only thing that resonated in my head after that conversation is the fact that it only took 3 days to get to the moon. Or
yeah, but that's if you have a fast shuttle.
I know, but still.
not like an airplane.
Yeah.
I don't know how fast a space shuttle goes, but
I mean, she compared it to driving.
Yeah. And you can't even drive to California in 3 days.
Well, listen, I know it's much faster.
And yes, you can drive to California in 3 days.
I thought it took 4 days.
To what? For what?
To drive to California.
Why?
I thought I heard people say it took me 4 days to drive to California.
How many?
Straight? Did they stop?
Yeah, I mean,
they just drove straight.
Yeah, if you had a couple people in the car, if you had like two or three people in a car, you could just take turns. You stop, get gas, let the other person drive. The other one takes a nap.
Yeah, that's what I thought had happened.
Four days.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
How long does it take?
It takes fucking 12 hours to get to Florida.
To drive.
Right. That's like 1,000 miles. How many more thousands of miles is California?
Mm-hmm. 6.
No.
6,000 more miles.
No.
No.
Less?
No. I can't even imagine 5, it's 3,000.
No, I would think it's closer to 3.
Yeah, 3,000 maybe.
So from New Jersey to California is only like 6,000 miles. That seems like so little.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's that.
Yeah. It's a day and a half's drive.
That's when I look at it in the way that I had put 27,000 miles on my car in the past year. It makes
me think. How many times you go to California?
Never. That's what I mean. I think I should be doing something different with my mileage.
Are we talking about your car? Or?
So you would have to get like an oil change halfway through.
Not necessarily. You don't necessarily have to get it. They say it depends on the car you drive, but you can go up to like 7,000, 8,000 without an oil.
I go every
you
shouldn't. 5.
You shouldn't, but that's fine. 5,
I have a light on my car that tells me when to get an oil change now.
According to MapQuest, it's 2,800 miles from here to Los Angeles.
They've had a light for that for 20 years in cars.
An oil change light?
Yeah.
I thought it was a check engine light.
No, no.
No. I've never oil had an light, oil change
oil
light.
Oil light, check engine light, radiator.
No, I have a thing that says service engine.
Yeah, but that's been a while. That's been around
I've
for
never,
a while.
I've never, ever had a car that had a service engine.
Well, no, I mean, that specific thing has been around for probably a good 5 years.
Oh, okay.
But the oil light's been a part of cars for as long as I've fucking known.
Yeah, the oil light. That happened to me once.
I drive a truck that was built in like the fucking 60s, and it has an oil light.
Yeah, but that oil light just means that you need oil in your car.
So it's a good indication of the time to get an oil change as well.
I thought an oil change was like you had to get the dirty oil out.
If you go through all your oil, chances are you need an oil change anyway. You're overdue for an oil change.
But you have no oil. So why would you change it?
No. Because they can get whatever is left. When your oil light goes on.
You have oil, it's low.
Right. When your oil light goes on, it doesn't mean you have no oil. It just means you're real low.
Oh, okay.
But if you've gone through that much oil in your car, you're probably due for an oil change anyway.
Right.
Your car should never go low on oil without an oil change.
Yeah, but I'm saying that this tells me that I need to service my car. That's
so what do you do, give it a blowjob?
No, I love it.
Lips on the tailpipe.
Fuck both of you.
Oh, whore.
Fuck you. Bastard.
That wasn't even a soundbite. That was just Chris.
That was just Chris straight up calling me a whore.
Whore, slut, bitch.
Oh my God.
Filthy whore.
Fuck you.
So I finally
listened to the rest of the show from last week.
Oh, the week before,
the week
you mean?
Before
yeah.
That.
And?
I mean, it was funny. I got it. I was perturbed by one. Perturbed by one little comment, though.
Okay, what was that?
You called me a pizza face.
I know it was a joke.
But why?
Because we were talking about pizza as something like that, and I don't know why I said that.
I was offended.
Yeah, because I was trying to think of a good line for. You ever see the show Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place?
No, but I remember it.
It had what's his name? Ryan Reynolds was in it.
Yeah, I remember it. It didn't last very long.
No,
right?
It was like 2 seasons.
Yeah.
Well, I was just trying to think of a catchy like sitcom line, and I don't know why I just said pizza face, but I really didn't mean anything by your face.
I know, because like, I don't have a pizza face.
No, you don't have a pizza face.
I was like, what the
Maybe
fuck?
It's just because I'm fat and I wanted pizza.
That's
and,
okay.
Maybe the herpes or pepperoni.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
You're the devil. Do you guys know Wawa has pizza now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine that's any good.
I actually had it. It's 1,100 calories. It's on bread that's this fucking thick, like 2 inches thick. It's
that's
on focaccia bread.
Inches.
That's more than 2 inches?
Yeah.
Oh. Something like that?
Yeah.
All right. It's on focaccia bread. The pepperonis that they put on it are like this round.
Like Marco's nipples.
Yeah. They're so big. There's 4 pieces of pepperoni on it, and it covers the whole entire thing.
Really?
And then they put provolone cheese on it and sauce.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good,
I can't
good,
eat
though.
The whole thing. It's like not like real pizza.
Well, that's what I mean. If it's,
it's not like real pizza.
Yeah, I mean, what's, you might
and
as well
it's
get,
like $7.
You might as well get an Elio's for that. You know what I mean? If you're gonna
no,
get
I mean
that.
It's better than Elio's because it's
I'm just
thick
saying.
And shit.
I'm just well, the French bread pizza.
Elio's makes French bread pizza.
I think it's them, and maybe it's another.
It's Stouffer's, dog.
Yeah. They're a bomb.
Stouffer's, yeah, okay. That's my shit. Deluxe.
Yeah, for fucking supermarket right. Pizza, the Stouffer's French bread.
It's banging.
Yeah.
They used to serve that shit in high school, remember?
No, that's a banging high school.
Yeah.
I probably passed your high school at one point tonight. What high school did you guys go to?
Glassboro.
Yeah.
You did pass it.
I probably did.
No, you did.
I definitely did.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's only 10 miles out of the way.
I know. I'm like, how did I wind up in Rowan?
Do you have a GPS?
I do, but I was like, oh, this is an adventure.
Recalculating. Fucking retard.
I just thought I would
even a GPS is like, where the fuck are you?
Like, you bitch, you don't know where you're going. I don't know where I was going.
You've been coming here for a year and a half.
I know. And I came from the fucking Home Depot in Deffert before and got here with no problem. And I don't know what I did today.
What road did you take?
I went out of Home Depot and I made a right, and then I went down a bunch of lights and then made a left where the Dunkin' Donuts is.
Oh, that Dunkin' Donuts?
Fuck. There's a Wawa on the right. There's like a Shimmy Shine or some shit
shimmy,
on the
shimmy,
left.
Shimmy, 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 shine.
And at Dunkin' Donuts, there's a tattoo shop. I made a left there.
Why'd you turn there?
I don't know. Wait, it seemed like a good
talking
spot.
Talking about Jersey Devil?
No.
Where are you talking? Where were you at here?
Deffer Home Depot.
I
made a right out of it.
You made a right?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know what road that is.
It's 41.
So I went down 41, and then I went down a couple lights and made a left at...
Yeah, you turned way too soon.
Oh, yeah?
Where'd
yeah.
you turn left at?
Where the Dunkin' Donuts, the Wawa...
I actually know where she's talking
the
about.
Shimmy shimmy
where the Wawa is, like, directly diagonal from the Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You turned left there?
Uh-huh. And then,
that's actually not a bad place to turn. No,
right?
you could have just fucking gone straight. Once you turn there, you could have just went straight, like all the way. And then once you hit that four-way stop sign, what the hell's it called? The one where your brother lives right off around.
Yeah.
She could have turned right there and went to your house that way, just left that development.
If you know where you're going, that's an easy
over.
Way to yeah. go.
I turned down some Grenlock Road.
Grenlock, man.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how she made it to Glassboro.
I don't know, man. All I know is I didn't know where I was for a while, and then all of a sudden I was by Lakeland.
There's a hole in this story.
No, man. I just was driving. And
then
I didn't,
stupid or something?
I just didn't care. I was like, oh, I'll find it. It's not that far. And then I realized that I kept driving west, and I kept thinking, I feel like I shouldn't be driving west. And I drove west for like 15 miles, I think. And then I ended up at Clearview and I made a left.
Clearview?
I don't understand how you made it to all these different places.
Wow. I mean, you really took a fucking tour.
I did. And I
how many times you stopped for gas tonight?
I knew, right? I was like, man. And then Clearview, I didn't know where I was. I don't know what. I was lost for 45
I mean, you
minutes.
Passed through 10 different cities to get here. When
I mean,
like,
you've gone. You actually drove through every class of city.
I know.
Upper
I was in
class,
like the
middle
richest.
Class, lower class.
Literally leaving the Deffert Home Depot. Once she makes that right on the 41, it's two turns to get to my development.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
It is a straight shot.
Yeah.
Well,
you're talking
man.
About turning at the 5 points?
Yeah.
And then turning again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wait, make a left at 5 points and then what?
Drive all the way down.
Drive all the way down to the road I'm off of. I don't want to fucking...
Where the Walgreens is.
Shit.
And then you make a left there and then you go up one... What is it? One light? After the Walgreens. Yeah, it's only one light.
You go
past that little development there on the left where the cop always sits there. And then that next light, you make a left, you're here.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Right.
You're dumb.
Yeah.
It's on, what's the name of the street? Who gives a fuck?
I didn't get a chance to stop and eat, and now my belly's grumbling.
You didn't stop and eat?
Mm-mm, I wanted to get here in time.
Well, you weren't.
Do you want to call and order something?
Yeah, I was going to say you.
What?
Do you want to call and order food?
What kind of food?
I don't know.
Are you guys going to eat
pizza
no,
box?
I'm not gonna eat.
No, we stopped at Wawa.
Fuckers.
Well, we didn't know you were going to be late. I
you
texted you 10 off.
Huh?
Do you have snacks?
I do. Nothing good.
Do you have Gushers or anything?
No. I'm a fucking adult.
I eat Gushers all the time.
I want my juice box.
What do you mean nothing good? Why do you have no good snacks?
Give me a snack pack!
What do you have, like, Kashi?
Yeah, Kashi. I have Kashi.
You don't have snacks you don't want to share.
You can go down and look. I don't have anything good.
You don't have pudding?
No, I don't have a pudding.
A snack pack would do me good right now.
It's because you're a fucking 8-year-old.
I had SpaghettiOs with sliced franks for lunch.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
What? I love them.
Holy shit. You know what?
I love that, SpaghettiOs.
That lunch couldn't have been more white trash if it was served in a trailer.
I'll be that then.
On a fucking TV serving tray.
I love it. I love SpaghettiOs. I will forever love
with sliced franks?
Yeah. And with Gushers.
Holy shit.
You didn't put the Gushers in the SpaghettiOs, did you?
Joe Dirt doesn't eat shit like that.
I crushed up mozzarella-flavored Cheez-Its on the top of it.
Oh, that's so...
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I like it. It's good. What do you mean?
That's like upscale eating.
I like it. It's good. What's wrong with it?
It's disgusting, first of all.
Listen, if you're poor, I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right. That's like a poor...
You're not poor.
I like it, though. I really legitimately like the way it tastes.
Macaroni and Cheez-Its.
First of all, Cheez-Its smell like fucking feet.
These are...
fucking disgusting.
These are mozzarella flavored.
I like regular Cheez-Its.
Smell so bad. It makes me want to vomit.
Yeah,
people.
I don't shove them on my nose. I just eat them.
Mozzarella ones are banging.
Yeah, but to crunch it up on your disgusting ass SpaghettiOs. Oh, my
God. So good. With sliced franks.
I get mad at my girlfriend when I open her cabinet and I see like ragu.
Oh, no, the sauce? Yeah, I don't like regular sauce either.
Yeah, but I'd rather have that than fucking SpaghettiOs. Yeah. Holy shit.
Chef Boyard Double D's.
Very funny. SpaghettiOs are good. I would love some SpaghettiOs right now in my life.
Yeah, don't have that.
There's a Walgreens right up the road. You want to take a break and go there?
No, I was late. I'm not going to take a break.
Well, on our break, you could run the Wawa.
Yeah, we'll just...
We'll allow you to.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, it's far from here, I feel.
It is.
Yeah, it takes like, what, 6 minutes to get there?
3 days.
Wait, she's not going to the moon. Relax.
Just going to see if you have food.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead. You can go now.
Now?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Wait,
she's
are you
hungry.
Shit?
No, go. No. Go find food. Chef Boyardee. I love that Chef Boyard Double D's. That's got to be tonight's fucking label for the show. Seriously, that can't be any more white trash than that.
Oh, no.
It can't be any
it's
more
like,
white trash.
It's like somebody who's extremely poor just takes all the food they have left in their house and just throws it into a pot and eats it.
Like, I would rather eat the crumbled pieces of bread that people throw at pigeons in the park. Like, off the grass, yeah. I mean. I'd rather.
It doesn't sound like any of that stuff goes together. Cheez-Its, SpaghettiOs,
no,
and hot dogs?
No, that's disgusting.
It's fucking, I wouldn't eat them separate at the same meal.
No, me neither. No, I mean, I as much as I like Cheez-Its, I like the regular. I've never tried the other ones. I don't care for the other ones. I just like the regular Cheez-Its.
But
or cheese nips.
But even... Stop making fun of Chinese people.
Oh, you like the cheese?
I love nips, just not cheese nips. Jeez.
Could you imagine if they had cheese nips that were shaped like nipples?
That'd be awesome. I would learn to like them.
These nipples smell like feet.
The extra large cheese nips are like fucking erasers.
There's one in a box.
Oh, they got to come in pairs. Come on.
It's like a frisbee. You pull a frisbee out of a box. It's like those big cookies you see at the bakery. It's one nip.
Yeah, that's the worst meal I've ever heard.
Yeah, that is by
fucking
far
disgusting.
The white trashiest meal I've ever heard in my life. I'm trying to think of a more white trash meal than that, and I can't come up with anything. Like I can almost see her sprinkling what are Gushers, by the way?
It's candy.
Okay. That doesn't really...
I don't know. Like, I guess
Does she throw that in there too? It's like, you ever see the scene from Elf?
Where yeah,
he puts where the fucking pancake syrup and spaghetti, and then he downs a 2-liter. Like, it's the same. That's actually better than what she's doing.
Well, that's diabetes.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that, like, I mean, there's been times where I didn't feel like going out to get dinner, and I haven't went food shopping. All I have is, like, you know, shit like that in the house. Not, I mean, I don't buy SpaghettiOs, but, right, like, you have a couple things that you're like, oh, they don't fucking really go together.
Well, the only thing I have in the house, like, right now, there's nothing left to go food shopping. Right now, it's just peanut butter and jelly, but no bread. So, like, I'll literally take a spoon of peanut butter and then a spoon of jelly, and then I'll close it up and put it away just to hold me over until, like, an hour or two later when I get another spoon of peanut butter.
But how big's that spoon? It's like a serving shovel. Spoon.
It's a spade. I mean,
you
the shovel.
Son of a bitch.
Spade is in shovel. That's what I meant.
Black. Objection! Extremely racist! You black son of a bitch! Fuck you, you black motherfucker!
But that's how she eats. That seriously is the worst. Could you imagine seeing that on a menu?
Yeah, none of that stuff goes together.
Shea Whitey.
Like, that's like two separate meals and two snacks.
Right.
None of that goes together.
Yeah, I mean, the red flag already came up when she was raving about the Wawa pizza.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, that's not really a good invention for them.
Yeah, if I'm going to get pizza, I want to get good pizza.
Right.
You know?
Right, right. Like, pizzeria pizza.
Right.
Not convenience store pizza.
Exactly.
Right. Or sofa pizza.
Pocket dogs.
Pocket dogs.
Where'd you get that? Don't worry about it.
Yeah. And, you know, like, Wawa has really good food for the most part.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, their deli counter's good.
Yeah. But when it comes down to it, like, if I'm going to get pizza, man, I want to get real pizza.
Right. Yeah, you don't want no shit like, you know, some fucking frozen shit that they throw in that stupid oven that they have, that fucking easy bake oven. That they
got. That's what Missy has in her house.
That's how she cooked the spaghetti.
Why are they still cold?
Remember those things, Shrinky Dinks?
Dude, what is she going through my whole fucking kitchen?
Yeah, probably. She's probably concocting something.
Oh my god! If she starts cooking, the house is
going
to be on fire.
I'm going to shit myself. She's going to come up here. She's going to be eating. She's going to have a bowl of ice cream with cat food on it. I found something.
I wanted to add some protein to the ice cream.
Yeah,
I'll put some protein on it.
Filthy whore!
You're a whore.
She's a retard.
I can't imagine what this girl's like eating habits are. If that's like something she loves to eat, what could be other things she loves to eat that are probably very similar to what she just described? You know what I mean?
What I was thinking of, can you imagine taking her out on a date? Where would you take her to get the kind of food that she likes to eat?
Stewart's. I don't know. I have no idea. Chuck E. Cheese? No.
No, that pizza's
upscale.
Too good.
Yeah, it's upscale. A dumpster.
Sonic.
I've never been to one.
Me neither.
I don't know if there's any of them around here.
I think there's one down in Vineland. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's just fast food. I mean, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
I mean, what she ate below human grade food.
Like 7-Eleven is a perfect date with her.
No, that's
upscale. She can get a bunch of food she wants.
No, it's upscale.
Gas station?
Now you're getting warmer. I would probably say men's rest stop bathroom. Just grab the toilet, whatever's in the
toilet.
She's
on the other side of the glory hole.
Yeah, like you know how they serve. All right, you know how you can go to a grocery store and you can buy, like, instead of buying like SpaghettiOs, you could buy an already made spaghetti dinner. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. So instead of buying that, she buys SpaghettiOs. So like instead of – so what happens? Like instead of mac and cheese, does she buy like macaroni, like the cheap macaroni by itself and then like melts Cheez-Its on it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, or does she like crack up Doritos or whatever? Did you find something?
I made a bouncy wrap.
How the fuck did you do that?
I found bacos and lettuce. And
wow, that's like, you know, that's like a steak dinner compared to what you had for lunch.
Hey, man. Desperate time.
Now there's tuna fish on it.
Just been talking about that the whole time since you left.
What? About my SpaghettiOs?
Oh, my God.
No SpaghettiOs, man.
That is so bad. That is so... What's crunching?
The lettuce.
Wow. How old is that lettuce?
I just got it.
Oh, okay. Either that's the freshest lettuce I've ever heard.
It's pretty fresh.
Okay.
I didn't use your mayo, though, because it expired.
Yeah, I don't use mayo. That shit's probably been in there for, like, 2 years.
No, May. Okay. Well, May it expired, so
yeah.
Yeah,
so it's probably been in there for, like, 2 years.
It was olive oil.
We were trying to come up. We were trying to come up with some other concoctions of food you would eat going with the SpaghettiOs, Cheez-Its, and Gushers and Frank's.
Do you want to know what I buy when I go food shopping?
Yes, please.
Macaroni and cheese.
We were just talking about that. We said you buy the cheap macaroni without the cheese and you just crumble Doritos in it.
I buy Velveeta shells and cheese.
Okay.
That's my favorite.
I was picturing you buy like the pre-made ones and you just throw it in the microwave.
They make them. They're Velveeta shells and cheese ones. Yeah, they're single serve. You put them in the microwave for
like
2 minutes.
It's like a Lunchable.
Yeah. I love Lunchables.
Of course.
You really are a fucking 7-year-old. Yeah.
Rice-a-roni, cheesy rice-a-roni, four cheese.
Whoa, slow down.
And
what?
Little John's little cups. Hot Pockets. SpaghettiOs.
Have you ever cooked before?
I'm a good cook.
Then
why don't you buy actual food to
cook? Have you cooked?
I've cooked everything. I made lasagna before by scratch.
What?
Yeah.
No, not by scratch. You
made
the noodles.
I didn't make the pasta.
Okay. I was going to say.
This is feeling good.
Is that working for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
It's good. These wraps are banging.
What'd you use in place of the Gushers? Since
no,
he doesn't have
no
any.
Gushers. I'm going to have to stop somewhere on the way home for something sweet. I do buy Gushers. I buy Fudge Stripe cookies.
Can you explain to me what Gushers are? Because I don't know what they are. I was asking him, and he said it's candy.
It's fruit snacks, but it's filled with liquid.
Oh.
When you bite into them, this liquid, this juicy liquid.
I can put some juicy liquid in your mouth.
This juicy, fruity liquid gushes in your mouth. Gushes. Yeah.
You're a whore.
Fuck you. And applesauce. And pudding. And string cheese.
I like pudding. I like pudding. I don't like applesauce, though. I'm not a big fan of applesauce.
I love applesauce.
You really are. It's like you're a mixture of a fucking toddler. You're like Joe Dirt when he was a kid. Like, your menu is just so fucked up.
It's fast stuff.
You can eat. There's tons of fast stuff that has nothing to do with any of the shit you just named.
Like what?
Well, stuff that's not.
Everything around the station is expensive.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, even if you go food shop, instead of buying Hot Pockets, you could just buy, like,
make
shit to make
BLT.
Your own. Yeah, right, like what you're eating right now. You know what I'm saying?
I don't really like pork that much. I'm just doing the best that I can right now.
What kind of pork you got in there?
Bacon.
Oh, bacon. You have, like, already made bacon?
It's 100% real bacon bits, John's.
Oh, bits.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And you got lettuce and tomato in there, too?
No, just lettuce, no tomato.
So it's not a BLT. It's a BL.
It's a BL. What do you eat for lunch?
I don't eat lunch.
He eats a small child.
Yes. I eat a white trash kid. If I get a chance to eat, I like tuna for lunch. I'm always
tuna.
A big fan of tuna fish.
I just had Wawa tuna for the first
time. I like
time.
Tuna fish or like say egg salad or if I'm home by a decent time during the day, like still like consider lunch hour, I'll make myself like a mini omelet. You know what I mean? And I'll have like, I'll put like onions. I always have at my house, I always have onions. I always have mushrooms, peppers. What else do I have?
Pepper. Sounds awesome.
Yeah, like I like to put shit like that. You know what I mean? Make like a mini omelet. And if I have time or if I feel like doing it, I'll actually make like either home fries or I'll make what the fuck's it called? Like the not home fries. Besides home fries, what's the other thing?
Hash browns.
No. Like I'll make them with potatoes.
Like you'll peel a potato and everything?
Yeah, it takes 2 seconds to peel a potato. It doesn't take long. If you got the right thing, it's go all the way around. You're done. You wash it off and you slice it up.
That's amazing.
Actually, the best thing to do for hash browns is to use a cheese grater. After you peel the potato, just grate the fucking – and it takes – it's actually quicker than grating cheese because it's –
because it's softer?
Right. And just once you grate it all in the plate, press it down and squeeze all the excess liquid out of it. Right. And then you just dump that out in the sink or something. Mm. And then you take like a handful of the potato and you just pack it down to like a hash brown and just drop it in a frying pan. And you don't have to submerge it in oil. You could just lightly put some oil just to, you know, lube up the pan.
How do you make shredded home fries? The same exact way?
Well, no. If I do home fries, I don't shred them like that. Mm-hmm. If I do that, I'm going to do it for God, what the fuck's wrong with me? I'm like totally forgetting. What did I just say? Huh? The potato, the thing I just said.
Hash browns.
Hash browns, yeah. If I'm going to shred them, I'm going to do hash browns. If I do home fries, I'll actually cut them. Mm. I'll either cube them real small or I'll slice them flat and thin. You know what I mean? And then like make them small. I don't have like slices like this, just like smaller versions. And then I'll cook those like that. But for me, it's a lot easier to do that because it's less cleaning. You know, there's less shit you got to use because you got to use a cheese grater, then you got to clean the cheese grater. You know what I mean? You got to do all that other shit. But
that's awesome.
It's easy, though. It's not.
I don't ever have time. Like, time's slowing down now, finally. Like, I'm not making plans anymore like I was. Right. So now I'm going to have time to, like.
You should do it at nighttime before the next day. Make your pre-plan.
I know. I was busy every single night during the week, but I've stopped. Since making plans and shit.
Yeah, but I mean, even when you're done doing whatever you're doing during the week.
I can't. I don't have time. I'm tired. I have to go to sleep by midnight. I have to be in bed by midnight.
You turn into a pumpkin?
No, I need to get 7 hours of sleep or I can't function correctly.
7? God, I wish I could get 7 hours
of sleep. Yeah, so I have to get 7 hours of sleep, so I have to be in my bed by 7. I mean, by midnight.
What are you doing here?
It's fuzzy math.
Who are you?
I have to. Or I don't function right. If I don't get 7 hours of sleep, I'm like cranky and bad mood.
Mm.
That was banging. That did the trick. You really don't have any fucking food, though.
You think it's bad here? You go to my house and open the fridge. There's nothing.
Do you cook food then?
Well, no, I had to go today. I have to go. I should have went today, but the fucking supermarket was mobbed. So I turned around and went home. And I'm thinking about actually going after tonight. Yeah. The only problem is I need at least 3 hours of sleep to function. Yeah. So
what supermarket do you go to that's open all
Shop
the time?
Right's open 24 hours except Sundays.
That's banging.
Yeah. I think they changed it, though. I think now they just open till like 2 or something, and then they close for a couple hours to restock.
The only thing open around me is Walmart.
Well, they still sell food there, too. I mean, you can go grocery shopping.
I going there.
Well, yeah, it's not fun to go there.
It sucks.
But
it's horrible.
Yeah, I mean, I have no food at my house. If you came over, if we were doing a show at my house, forget it. You wouldn't have found anything. You'd be eating cat food.
Really?
Right. Yeah.
Since
I have cereal, but no milk.
Oh, so you're like
half. So I like Raisin Bran, right? So you'd be eating Raisin Bran dry.
You know? I ate cereal with water the other day for the first time.
No, I will never do that.
Better put some water on that damn shit.
I remember when I was young, my mom tried to trick me. She thought I wasn't going to figure it out. She put fucking orange juice in my cereal.
Was it Fruity Pebbles or something?
Nah, it was something close to that. I want to say it was like Crunch Berries or some shit.
I feel like that would be good.
Yeah, you know what I did? I fucking threw the bowl on the floor.
You're like, you are getting
I said over easy. It was disgusting. I was like, fuck this. Yeah, that tart orange juice taste in your cereal, it's disgusting.
That's what I mean. If it was a fruity sandwich, then herbs.
What's you and fucking sandwiches?
It was a fruity cereal.
A fruity sandwich. Hey.
I've lived at Christina's for 1 month and 1 day.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't cooked there once.
Why?
Since I've been there. Because I've been too fucking busy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Has she cooked? Does she?
Yeah,
she's
guys, a good cook.
Does she cook for you too?
She's going to, but she's like, you're she never fucking yet? Home. Oh. Yeah,
you're a horrible house.
No, it's gonna change now because it was just all my free time. I was moving stuff back and forth from the house, like I've been eating at my mom's and stuff like that.
Oh,
so now it's like everything.
It's not all your free time. Don't lie. You spend more time in fucking concerts than you do. Yeah,
right. I've been doing good with concerts.
Yeah, Kings of Leon's been helping you move it out of the house.
Hey, that was August. September was supposed to be a slow month.
Right. Well, now you're a global citizen.
Well, and then I started a dance class, so I have to go to that.
Whoa.
Every Monday.
Whoa, hold the phone.
What? No.
What kind of dance? Pole dancing?
No, hip-hop.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. What do you do it for?
Fun.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I was asking. I don't know if it's one of those exercise johns, as you would put
no,
it.
No, I don't really care about exercising.
Join the club.
That's 6 pounds that I gained. I got my period, and then it went away. So the 6 pounds is gone. It was probably
you had 6 pounds of period in you?
No, I was...
What the fuck?
No,
you
I
like...
You like
a mentally ill whore having PMS
Jesus Christ,
from the 1800s?
Stop the horse. I fucking...
You bled out 6 pounds.
No, man. I'm still in my period right now.
How long's your fucking period?
Go it on. Just started. But I
put
retain
a mat
water.
Down on that chair.
It's
6 pounds
up.
Of water. Oh, come on, dude. Don't get her fucking graphic about it.
But
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the fucking... Oh, jeez.
This bear's coming.
But I was retaining water, I think. So now I'm back to my original...
You
like
attract bears.
Shut up.
Don't talk crazy.
So you retain 6 pounds of water.
I guess.
I don't have
I
that
weigh,
excuse.
I weigh back I to what I thought
retain
I would.
6 pounds of potatoes or something.
Well, that's because if I always cook good food for myself, too, I would probably gain weight.
That's not true because I can cook good food for myself. I just cook too much of it.
Yeah, you know but that's what I mean. Like, if I was doing that, I would probably gain a lot
the
of weight.
The last
too.
Good meal I made was Tuesday. Actually, yeah, Tuesday was the last day I had food. So I came home. I had, what was it? I had chopped, like, chipped beef. Not like cream chipped beef.
Okay.
Like, it's,
not like shit on a shelf.
No, it's like a, like, picture like a chunk of roast beef, but it's chipped off or whatever.
Okay.
And I had it in the freezer, like, so it doesn't go bad, obviously. And that was the last – I put them in little tiny pouches, like little whatever, servings I guess you could say.
Okay.
So what I did was I made like steak and eggs with the chipped beef. So like I cooked up the – it was almost like having a cheesesteak but with scrambled eggs on it too.
Okay.
That was like the
it
last
was on
good –
roll?
Yeah. That was like the last good thing that I ate. After that, I ran out of shit and I'm like last couple of days I've been eating peanut butter and jelly out of the fucking jars. And like tonight, I met him
like
at
with
Wawa.
A spoon?
Yeah, I don't have any bread or nothing. No, my feet. What the fuck? Do you think Oh, look, this toe has peanut butter on it.
Chris, you have to defrost your freezer too.
Yeah, I know.
When I
oh, you got all
it,
the fucking ice on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
When I opened
same
it,
thing.
Ice fell on the ground.
It's a glacier.
It was fucking glaciered up.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been happening to me too. I don't know what the fuck. It never used to do that. Now all of a sudden, it's just.
It's the weird weather pattern. It's a sign of global warming. I don't know.
Get the fuck out. Shut your
good.
Mouth, you stupid bitch.
Fuck, Chris, what the fuck? I'm going to add that to my list of food, though. That little spiel that I just ate. Minus the bacon and add something else.
Minus the bacon?
Like
you
cheese.
You can get turkey bacon instead. Would that
I
help?
I love turkey bacon.
Well, then use that.
When
I have turkey bacon.
Well, I wasn't going to cook it. Like,
Could you imagine if we were doing a show, she never came up?
Just like, down there.
I'm
sitting on the couch watching TV.
Cooking.
I know. Well, I was going to make an English muffin, but I couldn't find a toaster oven.
Did a carb coma when we went downstairs.
You don't have a toaster oven.
I have a toaster.
Where?
Toaster or toaster oven? What
I couldn't
need?
See a toaster or a toaster oven.
Okay. It's down there.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It's probably in a cabinet, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There you go. I was looking at it to be on the counter displayed.
Okay. We understand what you're saying.
Oh, my God. I don't know why I just said it like that. But, yeah, I'm not hungry no more, so.
Well, that's good.
Did the trick. The lettuce was mad crisp.
Jesus Christ.
It was what?
Mad crisp.
Shut your mouth, you stupid bitch.
Stop with the bitch, man. Why are you guys being jerks?
Shut up, bitch.
What the fuck? Why is it a bitch night?
Fucking bitch.
What's with all the bitches?
Cunts. Both of you are cunts.
Cunt!
See, you're the cunts. Fuck you.
And you're the cunts. Cunts.
Bastards.
Bastard.
Bastards.
Well, I'm glad we gave everybody a nice little, you know, cooking show.
Yeah, glimpse into our eating habits.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I texted him earlier on my way here. I was asking him if he wanted coffee. He's like, nah, I'm running to Wawa. Which, by the way, people listening out there that don't live on the East Coast, or at least the Northeast Coast, Wawa is a convenience store very similar to 7-Eleven or what's another big one, big chain one?
Heritage?
They don't have that.
No.
No.
Sheets.
I guess Blimpie's used to be one back in the day.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought Blimpie's was like Subway.
No. It was like a convenience store.
Oh, Circle K's. They're like Circle K's. They're everywhere in
okay.
the United States.
All right. So, whatever. It's like that. So, it's just a lot nicer than 7-Eleven, and they got a nice deli counter, and they make good sandwiches. Anyway, so I said, Chris is like, yeah, I'm going to Wawa. I'm starving. So I'm thinking, you know what? I'm going to go to Wawa, too, because ain't nothing fucking here to eat.
Yeah, I love
and normally, I'll eat by like 5:30, and I'm done, but I didn't eat. So, I'm like, I'm starving. So I go to Wawa. He's standing there, and I walk right by him like, pretzels. Because I was telling him I was going to stop. I was going
to
stop
to get the goddamn
they're closed. Pretzels. They're fucking closed.
They closed down forever?
No, they closed at like 5. I drove by at like 6:30 or something like that.
I know. Why do they always close so early?
I don't fucking know.
It's weird.
I don't know. I Maybe there's not a high demand for pretzels after 5 p.m. I have no idea. But so I met him there, and I didn't really want a hoagie. I wanted pretzels, but they only had one left, and it was the twisty one, the everything one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I got it. But I got a fucking one of their bagel sandwiches, too, the one, the pork roll.
Banging. Yeah. I love me some pork roll.
Yeah. So how do you not – wait, you don't like pork, but you eat pork roll?
I don't really like pork that much, but I like pork roll. Yeah. I don't like bacon, and I don't like pork chops, and I don't like – Scrapple. I heard that is porkish.
That's like the remains.
That's what I thought pork roll was.
No.
I thought pork roll
Pork roll's just lips and assholes.
That's okay, because that's hot dogs, and I love hot dogs.
Right. It's the same thing, right.
Does
exactly.
Wawa still make hot dogs, by the way?
That's a good question. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Yeah,
Wawa.
They do.
Do they?
Yeah.
I know 7-Eleven does, but... Nobody eats their fucking hot dogs.
No, they look like they've been on there for 4 fucking days.
See, they look like a wrinkled
look
old,
like an old guy's
cock.
Asshole.
I used to eat those taquitos, though.
What?
The taquitos.
What's a taquito?
It's like a egg roll, but filled with Mexican flavor stuff.
Mexican flavored stuff.
Like beef and cheese and spices.
Si, senor.
It's like an egg roll.
Mira, what are you doing?
Mira. I love it.
She wants my chalupa.
I had Taco Bell twice this week.
I fucking hate Taco Bell.
I haven't had Taco Bell in years, and I had Taco Bell twice this week.
Taco Bell's disgusting.
Taco Bell's the bomb.
Dude, those new Dorito fucking tacos are slamming.
New?
Yeah, they've been around for
I was going to say, I've been seeing commercials.
I've never had them.
For a couple of years. I had them. That was the last time I ate Taco Bell.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was so good.
The shells were great. I just don't like what they put in it.
It's meat and cheese.
It's not fucking meat.
It tastes like meat,
though. That's like...
It doesn't taste like meat to you?
No.
It tastes like meat. I mean,
I don't even
think
it's that good, to be honest with you. I'm going to go with rat.
No, they did prove that there was like horse remnants.
Yeah, I know, but I don't even think it's that good anymore. I think it went below.
I thought it was good.
You should check it out. Go online and check out the list of fast food restaurants where they show you They actually show you what the ingredients are of certain things. Mm-hmm. Like, don't go to the website of the...
Obviously, because they're going to be like, fucking 100%
right,
chicken.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then you can see, you know. Yeah, it's pretty nasty.
I actually don't really like fast food. I love Taco Bell because it's Taco Bell.
I used to love Wendy's chili.
Yeah, Wendy's chili
okay.
is a bomb.
You know, you want to know how they make their chili?
Yeah.
Okay. So, when they... At the end of every day... When they, you know, the whatever that surface that they cook their burgers, it's not a grill. It's like a flat, whatever, fryer type thing. Not fryer. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
At the end of every day, like while they're doing it, you know, when they clean it off before they put more burgers on, they swipe everything to the side and there's like a hole on each side of the grill. Like we'll call it a grill for now. And there's like a little catcher underneath. That's where like the remnants of all the excess meat goes. So at the end of the day, that's the chili meat. So for the next morning, they put that in like the fridge or something. And
how
then,
do you know that?
Because someone I know
used to work there.
Well, someone I know, a relative of theirs works there now. Currently, a younger person works there, and that's how they make the chili. Shit. So they use the remnants of the grill of the meat, and then they use that as the chili meat.
And
so
it sits there all day.
All day.
Is it like protect it?
Yeah, they have armed guards.
Protected by Viper.
Like, stand back. Is it, like, does it go in, like, a metal pan?
It like, you ever see, like, the oil catchers at the bottom of an old, like, barbecue grill?
Yeah.
It's like that, except it catches meat. Like, whatever is...
There's a baseball mitt under there that just catches
meat. Yeah, yeah. I got it. Can of corn. Got it.
That's gross.
So they use that meat, and then they make the chili the next morning, like, early in the morning when they open up. That's how they make the chili, which the other stuff that they use, like the actual sauce and stuff like that, that's frozen. So they just put it in a pot and thaw it out, and then they throw the meat in there because the meat's already cooked, really, because it was sitting on the fryer, and then they clean it off.
Right.
That's the – and when I heard that, I stopped getting it because I loved their chili.
Yeah, their chili was
not bomb, because it was like great chili, because it was tasty.
And it was good for what it was.
Right. And it was like 99 cents. It tastes good. And it wasn't that bad for you. It wasn't like eating a burger where it's like 4,000 calories in one bite.
Yeah,
it was like, you know, whatever it was.
It.
Now it's just like, now that I know what it is, I won't eat it.
Yeah, I used to get it on a baked potato, man. It was bad.
Just like I won't eat, what do you call it, McDonald's nuggets anymore?
Yeah, I don't eat McDonald's nuggets
Fuck
anymore.
Fuck no, man.
I do eat their cheeseburgers.
Just the smell of their nuggets makes me nauseous.
I love their nuggets.
It's been a couple years, man, and I...
It's been a long time for me, too.
Mm-mm. Oh, you're gonna buy my chicken! Oh!
That ain't chicken.
Popeyes is my favorite fast food chain. I love Popeyes.
I've never eaten there before.
I love Popeyes. I ate Popeyes once this week, too.
That's disgusting. Their fucking chicken couldn't be any greasier.
It's real greasy.
They might as well serve it to you in a pail. With oil in it. That's how greasy it is.
You're not talking me out of it.
I'm just saying,
it's kind of nasty.
I could
and
eat,
after
just
a
eat
while,
the skin.
After, what?
I could just eat the skin. That's how much I like it.
All right, Hannibal. After a while, my stomach started turning. It's like,
How many pieces of chicken did you eat?
I got the, what do you call it? The little strips meal.
Oh, I get that.
I don't eat the, I just eat
the
strips.
Oh, you don't eat it on the bone, right?
No, yeah. Or the skin.
Skin.
Idi Amin over there.
I get a breast and a wing. I tear that shit up.
So I had the, what was it, the three-piece meal? It's like three-piece of strips, and they have like a fucking one side and a biscuit or some shit.
Yeah, man.
I was like halfway through the second piece, and my stomach starts turning. I'm like, what the fuck? But every time I bit into the chicken, juice is like spraying it, like a gusher, I guess what you would like.
A gusher!
Yeah, but it was fucking hot oil going everywhere. Yeah. It was really, it was too much.
I
it was overbearing.
So you were full with third-degree burns on your face.
Yeah, and my tongue. So I took the third piece because I wasn't going to eat it, and I was just curious, so I wrapped it around paper towels. You know, I wrapped a paper towel around it, and I pressed down on it, right, to kind of squeeze
up.
And it
puddled up.
Oh, my God. The paper towel that was wrapped around was saturated in oil.
That sounds
saturated.
Disgusting.
Well, that's what you're eating.
Yeah, but the chicken isn't as bad. I mean, it's greasy, but it ain't like that. It's crispy as fuck.
It's greasy as fuck. Nice. The outside of it's crispy. The breading part, that's crispy. But when you get to the actual chicken, it is absolutely like pumped with fucking oil. And it's probably not even good oil. It's probably like corn oil or some shit or vegetable oil, whatever the bad one is.
I don't remember. I love that shit. I love Popeyes. It's my favorite. I wonder why it is called Popeyes.
I don't know. It should be called Popeyes spinach, not chicken.
Yeah. They don't even have spinach on the menu.
Is Church's chicken the same thing?
Church's chicken's good.
I never had that, and I won't.
It's not as good as...
So Popeyes is the best out of all of them.
I think so.
Okay.
I think it's way better.
Because back in the day, I used to love KFC. Used to love it back in the day.
I don't like KFC.
The only
chicken.
Thing I do still like... I do like Wendy's burgers. Okay, but the one fast food place I love, and I haven't been there, honestly, in a couple years now, and they even opened one right down the street from me now, is Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is the best.
And I still haven't gone there.
Chick-fil-A is banging.
Yeah. I'm dying to try their grilled nuggets. I see the commercial all the time. I'm like, they look fucking good.
They have grilled nuggets?
Yeah. Grilled chicken nuggets.
I didn't even know that. Mm-hmm. I love Chick-fil-A. They make these little biscuit Johns in the morning. Fucking slam.
So, you say you don't like fast food, but you love Chick-fil-A, you love Taco Bell, you love
Popeyes. SpaghettiOs.
And I love McDonald's cheeseburgers.
And you love McDonald's, so you love fast food.
I do, but I try not to eat it that often. This week,
well, yeah, if you eat it every day, you're going to have a fucking heart attack.
Yeah. But no, like, I'll go, like, years without eating any of them. But...
Yeah, once in a while, maybe once every other month, I'll get something from one of the places, but I don't normally...
I ate fast food 3 times this week.
I eat Wawa more than anything.
Yeah, me too.
I'm there, like, every other day. The other day, I had a fucking chicken salad sandwich.
Is it good?
Yeah, I like it.
Was it, like, Waldorf style? Did it have... grapes and onions.
What the fuck is Walt? What?
They have grapes and
onions. Grapes. It's Wawa. It's a convenience store.
I think that they make a version of it like that with grapes and almonds.
No. And it's chicken and mayo.
At Greenleaf's, we would make it with grapes and almonds.
Yeah, we don't. Wawa doesn't do that. They're not upscale. They're more like SpaghettiOs.
Oh, I love SpaghettiOs. Hey, I went to the doctors and I don't have high blood pressure or high cholesterol or anything, so I'm obviously
why should
doing
you?
Right. Because I'm eating like shit, apparently. Or spaghetti is just white trash. It's not shitty.
Yeah, it's white trash.
All right.
No, it's shitty, but it's not like you eat mass quantities of SpaghettiOs.
A1.
You're not like the guy in Seven where they find his face face down in a bowl of SpaghettiOs. Yeah, no, it's just, I'm just saying the actual food itself is kind of fucking gross.
Blech. I like it.
SpaghettiOs. Oh, that's so foul.
Why? Why is it foul?
It's like canned spaghetti. It's just, the idea of it is just disgusting.
But it has a distinct taste. Like, I don't expect it to
taste
like.
Yeah, it tastes like shit.
I don't expect it to taste like. You know, the best.
Like to think I could just for just a little bit longer, just make my own.
I can't do that at work though.
No, you can make you make it at home and you bring it into work in a container. Yeah. That's better than SpaghettiOs.
I mean, I could do that.
Yeah, it's easy.
It's like the difference between eating a cheesesteak and a canned cheesesteak.
You guys have a microwave, I'm assuming at work, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So why don't you do this? Maybe a Sunday night, whatever night you may have an hour.
Okay.
At home. Why don't you cook an entire box of spaghetti?
Will it be okay through the whole week?
Listen to me. Okay. Let me finish. I'm going to help you out here.
Okay.
You cook an entire box of spaghetti, right? I don't know how much spaghetti you like to eat or whatever pasta you want. It doesn't have to be spaghetti, whatever. Cook an entire box. What you do is separate them in Tupperware. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Get some sort of sauce in a jar. I would recommend stay away from Ragu or Prego or anything like that. I would recommend something like...
Definitely stay away from Prego.
Get like Paul Newman's sauce is good. His sauce is pretty good. All or right. Like Three Brothers.
It's got flavor.
Three Brothers or Four Brothers. I forget. One of the two. There's Brothers on it.
Okay. That's a
good.
Brothers.
Yeah, that's a good... That's a decent sauce. There's another one. Whatever. If I remember, I'll text it to you. But just warm up a jar of that sauce, right, in a pot by itself, a little one. And then when you're done, make portions for the week. Like you can make 3, 4, 5 portions, right? And put them in Tupperware. Keep 2 in the refrigerator and put the other however many you make in the freezer. And then you just take them to work like that, frozen. You just, by the time it's lunchtime, it'll still be cold enough. It's not like going to get bad or anything. It'll still be cold enough, but you just put it in the microwave and nuke it.
I have my own fridge.
Right. Okay.
Can I put it in the fridge?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I made fucking Italian wedding soup like 2 years ago for Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And we still have some in the her freezer. Dude. It's
still good?
We froze it the fucking night I made it. It's got to be still good. It's completely sealed.
I think things have shelf lives, though.
Listen, we ate some not that long ago and it was fucking delicious. I'm just saying.
Blood afterwards?
No.
I think that everything has a shelf life. Like bread's like a month or something. And then like meat's like 3.
What are you talking about? Frozen?
Yeah, when you freeze it.
I don't know.
Word.
You eat shit out of a can.
I do. That's preserved out the air. Wazoo.
Right. Meat comes first.
So is the cooking hour over?
Yeah, I know, right? The cooking hour is over.
Yeah, it's...
I'm glad I found something in your fridge. I was just going to grab an apple, and then I was like, man, that's not going to be enough food. And then I'm like, wait, can I cut this apple and put it on this bread? That's weird.
Maybe.
I was going to put peanut butter wrap.
And apples. Just put some Cheez-Its on it.
You didn't have anything. You didn't have no snacky tube food.
Snacky what?
He doesn't snack.
No, look at them.
I have goldfish.
Where?
They're down there.
Goldfish are my favorite at all times.
That's why I didn't tell you about them. No, I kidding. No, they're down there.
I didn't see fucking goldfish. I would have ate the whole bag.
You were down there for 20 minutes. You couldn't find
There's
them.
There's a bowl of fucking goldfish right there on the counter.
Why didn't you turn the light on?
I don't know.
You're dumb as fuck.
Cat was judging me.
He's a putain.
Pressure was on.
Did you feed him?
No. Was he hungry?
If he was judging you, I would assume.
What the fuck?
All right, let's take a break.
We're breaking. We'll be back in a little bit.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
You
of course.
Talk about their amazing collars?
Do you know what their amazing collars are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd. And on mic. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there. Just laughing.
One of these days he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
Hey guys, we're back. Did you enjoy U2's free album?
Yeah.
We were just talking about how everybody was angry about it.
What's funny is
listening to that, they should have given it away for free.
I like that song that they have on a commercial, Miracle of Joey Ramone. What's funny is a lot of artists were complaining at first because, you know, there's some artists that aren't that popular that were like, what the fuck, you know how hard it is to make money off this shit?
Oh, yeah.
And they're giving away their music for free and it's hard to, like, you know, compete. Turns out that Apple paid U2 an enormous amount of money to put that out as free. So they're not actually... They didn't actually they put didn't, it out for yeah. free. U2 made a shitload of money. They probably took the average of what their normal album sales is and just gave them that and said, look, we'll give you this, but we'd like to do it as a special promo. Kind of with the whole iPhone 6 release and stuff.
Yeah.
But whatever. I don't see the big deal.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I don't. I also have a Droid, so it doesn't matter.
There you go. See?
Simpler.
Although I hear a lot of complaints about the new iPhone anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's flexible.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently. Don't put it in your pocket and sit down.
Yeah. Well, don't put it in your pocket if you're a faggot that wears skinny jeans. That's really the problem.
It's fucking common sense. Like,
I put my phone in my pocket and I sit down.
Yeah, but if it's that big and you're putting it in your skinny-ass jeans and you're sitting down, it's going to break. You know what I mean? That's common fucking knowledge. It's big. It's bigger now.
It's not that it breaks. It just bends because it's aluminum. The case is made of aluminum. Yeah. And the glass is some sort of flexible glass. It doesn't crack. It just actually bends with the phone. So people are like all pissed off. They're like, what the fuck? I just got this phone. It looks like a banana.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I saw kids going into iPhone stores or like Apple stores and just breaking them.
What?
Yeah.
On purpose?
Yeah, and videotaping them.
Wow,
like,
that
and putting
sucks.
It on YouTube. I saw this one guy try to steal one, but
you can't steal.
The thing was hard, so he like ran as fast as he could, and it just pulled him back. Like the cord pulled him back. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
People are videotaping themselves stealing shit from
Well, that one was the...
They're doing the cops' jobs for them. Yeah, people are so fucking stupid.
People are stupid. But the one with the cord, the security camera caught him. He wasn't trying to videotape himself. He just got videotaped because he's an idiot.
That's funny. I was going to get the new one, and then because my plan has been done. I can upgrade if I want to. Mm-hmm. But now that I hear all these things, I'm just going to wait for the next month. To be honest with you, I really want a Samsung. I want the Note.
The Note's real big, too.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I always wanted one. I wanted it since the 2, and now they're up to the 4, I think.
5, I think.
Is it? No, it's 4.
I think it's 5 because the Galaxy's up to 5.
No, Galaxy's up to 5, not the Note.
No.
No, the Note went like 2 years without making another one.
All right, then the 4 that was just came out.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, literally, they just came out.
No. The one came out in March.
No, it wasn't the 4. You're talking about the Galaxy.
Yeah, Galaxy.
Well, not the Note. You can look it up.
It was
it's
in the beginning.
PC World.
It was the beginning. My friend got one. That's the only reason I know, because she always had like a cuter keyboard one, like, you know, like a
QWERTY.
Sidekick
QWERTY.
Looking like QWERTY. And whatever.
You're cute. Cuter keyboard. Look, it's got little flowers and freckles. And
oh my God! Shut up.
You're naughty.
Oh. But I think it was like June or something that she got it.
Yeah, it was one of the Galaxies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want a Samsung 5.
Galaxy 5. That's
Galaxy
been out
5.
For a while.
Yeah. I just want it because it's waterproof.
You just
hold out.
With your phone?
Yeah.
Hold out because the next one.
You guys swimming with your phone?
No, but I fuck my phone up a lot.
Hold out because the next one is like coming out in like February.
I actually hate getting a new phone more than anything. Like, I would like to, and I love my phone so much. But I would get the 5 just because it's waterproof.
When the iPhone 5 came out, I went and got myself a 4S. I had the 3G. That was my first iPhone, a 3GS, I think it was. And I had that for 3 years. I mean, I even waited until the 4S was like obsolete. And then when the 5 came out, I got the 4S because I didn't like the 5. I'm like, I'm not getting that fucking phone. It just came out. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with it.
Yeah.
And then they came out with the 5S, 5C, and now they're up to the 6. So I'm just like, I don't really want another iPhone, to be honest with you. But the problem is my parents, they moved to Florida and they have iPhones and they want to be able to FaceTime. And I'm just like, and I know you could probably find an app.
There's plenty of apps.
I'm sure there is. I just don't feel like if it's going to be a bitch to do it, I don't feel like going through all that bullshit.
Well, I mean,
I don't want to get a phone call from them and say, hey, turn your app on so we can, you know what I mean?
No, like, I don't think it works like that.
It doesn't?
I don't think it needs to be open.
All right, because it really, that whole idea just bothers me. But I really don't want the, I don't even know what the fuck that is. I heard of it, I just don't know what it does. What's Snapchat?
It's just pictures, though. It's not FaceTiming, right?
No, Snapchat? I mean, you can make video, though, and stuff, and talk back and forth in video.
Yeah.
Just download a different app where you could just talk like you're FaceTiming.
I don't know. I had Snapchat for like 5 seconds. I already deleted it.
Well, yeah. If you don't like it, I ain't gonna fucking like it.
No, it's just too much. It's too much to deal with. Like, I have too many other fucking things to worry about.
I don't feel like dealing with that shit. I don't really like FaceTime anyway. I've
never done it.
It's not that great. It's not that great because you still see yourself and you're just like, ugh. You turn the phone away. You're like, God damn it. I don't want to see that. I feel like you need to put on a fucking Halloween mask or something.
But again, it's as easy as downloading an app.
Okay, well, I'll check it out. I'll look into it because I really don't want another iPhone.
Yeah, I love my phone.
You have the Galaxy 4, right?
I have
the
4, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the phone technology, man, is crazy. Like, it's amazing some of the shit these phones do now and how small they are or how thin they are or how whatever light they are. Like, I don't know if it's LG or Nokia makes a phone. It's like, I don't know. I saw it on the commercial. I'm like, holy shit. First of all, the camera is like better than any camera you could buy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly, it's like better than those big ass Nikon cameras. The megapixels are ridiculous for a phone. And I'm like, Jesus, that must be like the clearest fucking picture ever. And then they have ones that are like not just waterproof, but you can actually like throw it in a fucking ocean and it'll be fine.
Yeah, I like that.
And, you know, I'm just like, holy shit, like who fucking needs this, you know? Like, what are you using your phone in the water for?
I would love to use my phone in the water.
You gonna talk underwater?
Take an underwater
pictures.
Well,
like the guy that got eaten by the shark.
Oh, yeah, he's taking pictures of the shark eating him?
He did.
As it was eating him. Did he survive?
No. He took a selfie.
He took a selfie?
He took a selfie right before he got attacked by a shark. A great white. And it uploaded immediately. And it is like the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. But he died, which sucks.
That's not cool.
No, but it's fucking... I mean, I don't want to get eaten by a shark, but...
I must have thought it was white boy dead.
That sucks, actually.
It's actually really, like, creepy when you think about it. But I would love to take pictures underwater. Holy shit, I would love that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would. That would be so badass.
I don't really go into water.
I love water. I would take pictures all day.
I love water, too, but I'm not going to fucking run a bath just so I can use my phone.
I would do it in the ocean or like a
Yeah,
pool
do it in
something.
The ocean off the Jersey Shore because all you'll see is green.
Murk.
Disgusting.
Murky water.
Well, you could do it in like clear water of New Jersey. Like blue holes and stuff like that.
Where the fuck is that in New Jersey?
Like Winslow. I have a picture. I'll show you.
Okay.
What's it, a lake?
It's like a man or
yeah.
It's a fucking lake. It's a lake. It's a lake. It's one of them days.
I guess so.
Wait till you say it. I didn't even put a filter on it or anything.
Really? No filter?
Shit's
That's crazy.
It's too pretty
wait.
For it.
Yeah,
it's too pretty
either.
For
I'd rather be eaten by a shark.
Say?
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
That's cool.
It's nice.
So let me understand something.
Can you see it?
Yeah, sort of.
Nobody gives a shit.
You should.
Let me understand something. This guy took a selfie with a shark.
Yes.
Like he was just playing around, took a selfie, and then the shark
No,
ate
he
him.
Was getting chased by it.
And he took the time out to take a picture.
That is the world we live in, Fog.
And where did he upload it to?
It automatically uploaded to his Facebook.
And it's still there? Can we see it?
I'm going to fucking bring it up right now.
Are you really?
Yeah, man. Selfie
shark. I'm sorry, Chris. If Jaws is chasing you, you know, would you fucking stop and like...
Lots of people swimming up there. I could pig out if I wanted to, but I'm watching my weight.
Look
plus,
at this asshole
I ate a dog
with the camera
yesterday,
phone.
And now I got a bone stuck in my anus.
What a douche.
I can't see it. Nuh-uh, that's not real. That's fake. That is fucking fake.
It's real.
That's Photoshop.
It's
that's
not Photoshop.
That is Photoshop. That is not real.
If that's real, that guy deserved to be eaten by a shark.
Yeah, it's not real.
I know it's not real. That's my point.
I mean, it's not fake. I swear to God, it's not fake. Because I immediately thought the same thing, and it's not.
I'm gonna debunk this.
It's not. You can't.
I'm gonna debunk it.
It's real, nigga.
Do you ever see? And this is before the technology we have now. But back in 2002, there was this famous fucking picture going around the internet. It was a dude with a backpack, sunglasses, and a hat. And he was standing on top of one
World
of the Trade
Center.
And the plane is like right there.
Yeah, that's fake.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, a lot of people thought that shit was real.
No, I mean, come on.
That does not look real at all.
I know, but it is.
That is fake.
It's not.
I can't wait for this show to be over. I'm dying to debunk
this. No, man. Like, this happened months ago.
I don't believe it. That is like the perfect. There's just no way. There's no way this guy had the sense to take a perfect selfie.
Sense?
Come on, dude. When you're being chased and you have all that adrenaline running through your body, no.
Right. No, that's lack of sense to take a picture of a shark chase. Listen, you're not going to outswim a shark to begin with, but you should be fucking swimming for your life, not taking a picture.
Chris, if a shark is chasing you, you're not thinking about your phone.
Yeah.
That's my point.
If that douche was, he deserved to be eaten by a shark.
He wasn't. You could tell just by the whole thing looks fake. Him holding his breath. How far underwater was he when he took this picture? He doesn't have any scuba gear on. He's in a fucking pool, and you bought it.
It's real, man.
You're smirking because you know it's not 100% sure that it's real.
I know it's real.
It's a fucking
joke. You're always so skeptical about everything. Because
that's ridiculous. Now, if this guy was like, I don't know, in scuba gear, or if like you could see, you know, that is just, that's Photoshop at its best. That's Photoshop. Bob. I'm telling you, I'm going to debunk this.
You're never a believer.
No, why should I? If it's bullshit, why should I believe
it? It's not bullshit.
It's bullshit. I'm dying to figure this out. I'm dying to. There's just no way this shit's real.
I mean, was there like a news story about it?
Yeah, there was a ton of them. I'm on Snoop's
you know
right
what?
Now, by the way.
You know what? This wasn't on the major news. And
yes,
something,
it was.
Something like this would have made major news, like World News Tonight or something. And I watch that a lot. And nobody mentioned shit about this. Nobody mentioned shit about this.
I don't know. I mean, what can you believe? Maybe 25% of what you see on the internet?
Yeah.
That's my point.
I mean, if you're looking at it like a reputable news site like CNN or something, I'll buy it. But, I mean, just because you found an article that says it's true doesn't make it necessarily true. It's not that I don't believe you, but, I mean, the picture's cool as fuck.
You're on Snopes?
Yeah, there we go. I'm doing better now. Sorry. You guys can chat.
I know. I'm looking at myself because I want to see this. I don't buy it, and I'm trying to find the hoax here. It's got to be a hoax because this is a perfect fucking photo, and it doesn't make any sense.
Oh, my God. No, it's not true.
it's not true. I fucking told you.
No.
I knew it. I fucking knew it.
It was everywhere, though. Everybody was talking.
And see what I'm
it.
Saying? It wasn't on the fucking news because I would have heard about it.
It was on the fucking news.
No, was it?
I swear on my
life.
And
then it was on as a hoax. It was on as a hoax.
It wasn't on as a hoax. This is the first time I'm hearing that it was a hoax, and it happened like months ago. I'm trying to follow it.
Where did it supposedly happen?
These people were on their honeymoon.
That's not a place.
Hang on. In Miami.
What a bunch of bullshit. And you fell for it.
Shocker.
You see what I mean? You call me skeptical, but something like that, it just raises all kinds of red flags.
Yeah.
And I obviously was on to something. I had a good instinct about it because it was too perfect of a picture. That's my point. If a shark is chasing you, that girl that got her arm chewed off surfing by a shark back in the day.
Yeah.
Okay. That girl was surfing. Was she still surfing when the shark was on her arm? You see what I'm trying to say? Like, did she?
No, I know what you're saying, but like Missy said, this is the world we live in. That wouldn't shock me at all.
You know what? Seriously. Do you know how many selfie deaths there are?
You know what's shocking about it is that it's a perfect selfie.
Okay.
I can't even do a perfect selfie when I'm like outdoors in a safe environment. I still got to retake three or four of them.
Hold the button down so it takes 10 pictures.
Exactly. Because I don't know if it's coming out right or not. And this guy has the perfect fucking selfie. It's bullshit.
Bullshit.
And it looks like such a fucking, it's like a stock image of a perfect shark. You know, something you'd see on like Shark Week. You know what I mean? Like that's the cover of a DVD. That's so perfect. It's like, come on.
Bullshit. There is a thing where people die all the time from taking selfies, though, like falling and shit.
Yeah, I heard at beginning of the summer, I heard a story. There was a woman was taking a selfie. She was standing on the edge of the Grand Canyon. She backed up too far.
And she fell in the Grand Canyon.
During the selfie. Like, she snapped the picture. Wait. No. She snapped the picture as she took the step.
The death step?
The death step, yeah. She snapped the picture. So, like...
What did her face look like?
The reaction on her face is like... like,
oh,
you know what
God.
I mean?
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, obviously, she didn't make it. So... Yeah, that happens all the time where people die. But that's different than what I'm saying. This guy, this is implying that this guy knew he was being chased by a shark. So instead of like going above.
Sorry.
Hold on. God bless you.
Thank you.
I think I just peed a little.
Did I scare you?
Yes. I got a turtle head.
Holy shit.
Oh my God.
So instead of this guy going above water or just trying to keep swimming or whatever, he decides to pull out a phone. That's the part that doesn't make sense.
It doesn't bother me.
It's unrealistic.
People are jerk-offs.
I get that, but it's unrealistic. It's unrealistic, that whole flight or fight thing. That's what I mean. If it comes down to that. It's flight or fight. You either run or you fucking face your death head on.
Yeah.
You're not going to involve a fucking phone. Unless he used it as a weapon, that I would believe. If the title was Man Fights Off Shark with Cell Phone, that would be like, wow, that's amazing.
iPhone the Shark Slayer.
Yeah, right, exactly, you know. But instead, this guy is like, ah, fuck it, I'm going to die anyway. Nobody does that. No human being on this planet could do something like that. You wouldn't have the wits to do it. Even if you wanted to do it, you couldn't do it. You know, to take the perfect selfie underwater with this big great white behind you. Get the fuck out of here. That shit that doesn't happen. That'll never happen in all of our fucking days. Ever. Where something like that becomes real. Never. I mean, I can see a guy taking a selfie standing in front of a fucking, on the train tracks with a train like barreling behind him. That I could believe because he can do it. He obviously wants to die. This guy didn't go to his supposed honeymoon to die. You know what I mean? Now, if someone wants to kill themselves and tape it, which many people have done, that I would believe because it's like, all right, well, this is premeditated. But in the spur of the moment, dude, if I saw a fucking small shark, I'd still fucking swim for the hills.
Yeah.
I don't care if the shark was as big as like my forearm, I'd still be fucking swimming like crazy. I wouldn't be thinking about my fucking
like a sand
phone.
Shark?
Whatever. Like, I wouldn't be thinking about it at all. I'd be too freaked out if I saw a shark. Because if you look back and you see a shark and it might be a small one, you just think it's a big one that's further away. So you're like, you swim, you know what I mean, to get away from it. Cause,
yeah, I'm deathly afraid of sharks, so
I'll freak out. Who isn't? Would you jump in a shark tank?
No, and you can do it.
I know you can. That's why I'm asking.
I wouldn't do it, no.
Right. That's not Snowflake.
Snowflake was a dolphin,
right?
Snowflake was a dolphin.
No, but you remember when he fell and it was a shark. He's like, "That's not Snowflake. That's not Snowflake." When Ace Ventura, yeah, it was a shark. That wasn't a dolphin.
That one, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's not Snowflake.
It's best chance the Eagles had to win the Super Bowl in 30 years.
Yeah, right. Oh, man.
I don't know. It just, people are so douchey that they take selfies doing fucking everything.
I agree.
I would look at that. Now, you're right. The photo is, like, too perfect.
Right.
The photo is too perfect.
Right. But also think of the circumstances, what I'm saying, though. Something like that, There's no way. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm not saying that. Because if he had his phone on, if this was really happening and he had his phone on him, I'm not saying it's impossible for him to take a selfie. What I'm saying is he doesn't have much time between spotting the shark and getting eaten by the shark.
No, I hear you.
And to work a phone underwater while you're holding your breath and your blood, your heart is pumping like a billion miles an hour.
Again, if now let's say this guy, let's say this is real. Let's say the guy's 2 feet from the boat he's going to jump on. It wouldn't go past me to have somebody do that.
As far as the level of
fucking idiots.
As far as the level of stupidity, I agree with you. What I'm saying is even if they wanted to do it, they couldn't. That's my point.
Okay.
I agree that the level of stupidity that you're saying is there.
It exists.
It is there. What I'm saying is I don't think even if they wanted to do it, they could have.
And by the way, the lady that fell into the Grand Canyon, why didn't she just lay down with her head over the edge and take a selfie like that? You're not going to fall that way.
She was trying to do like an angle to where like she'd get herself and like the backdrop of the – you know what I mean? Not like the direct but like kind of like the surrounding area. Of
right.
Where, you know what I'm talking about? The surrounding edge of it. Obviously, she didn't do a good job.
She got the angle of it. Right.
Right. Yeah. I mean, these GoPro cameras now they're capturing so much death. I was reading something about this. GoPro cameras and cameras like the GoPro that, you know, a lot of these extreme sports people, they're just capturing their own death.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the video? They got, you know, there's people that fly in those wingsuits or whatever they're called. They jump off like the top of a mountain and they're like, they have like whatever.
Yeah.
Fins or whatever. Yeah. Yes, those kinds of suits. There was two guys. They jump off and they're flying, right? And there's people on this narrow, like, suspension bridge where they also do bungee jumping. And there's metal frames above the bridge, right? Well, the one guy flew directly into the frame. And because the frame is, like, cross-hatched, it basically worked as, like, a cheese grater. He went through it in parts.
Fuck.
He hit it, and all you saw was like a red mist and just body parts flying through it.
Fuck.
As the other guy passed by, just flies right by without hitting it, but he got it all on camera.
Jesus.
Including the dude that had the camera that hit the fucking bridge. You actually see it, and then it just goes black.
It goes off at the best part.
yeah. It's just bullshit, man.
It's like the ending of The Sopranos. Yeah, just stop.
Yeah. Don't stop. Stop. Please.
Stop that.
Please stop. It's horseshit. It's all horseshit. And I totally agree with you, Chris. The level of stupidity, because of the technology that's available, has fucking skyrocketed.
Mm-hmm.
There are more stupid people. It's amazing. You would think that better technology would make people more brighter or smarter. Instead, it makes people dumber.
Well, it kind of does because they're coming up with better ideas.
No. The people inventing the technology.
I mean, the stupid people, they're coming up with better ideas to
kill themselves
basically.
No, but that doesn't make them smarter, though. You know, it's just funny to me that people would, you know, do stupid shit. Like, you know, if like Tosh.0 is a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
That is the show that hosts those stupid people that you're talking about.
Yeah.
That catch shit. I remember one episode, and I don't like this kind of shit because it bothers me. I don't know why, it just does. But there's these kids, and they're on I don't want to say like a major bridge, but it was like, you know, like a walking bridge over some water. May have been a lake or a river or something. So the kid decides to jump off feet first, and he didn't realize how shallow it was. So he's like sitting there, he's freaking out, and he pulls his leg out, and his ankle is like facing upwards.
Uh-huh.
His foot is like the other way. And it's the grossest thing. And his fucking friend who's videotaping is laughing his balls off.
Oh, yeah.
He's laughing his fucking ass off. And I'm like, wow. Like, you know, and that's like the perfect show for what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
There, you want to see somebody made a show about stupid people. It's really what it comes down to. I mean, Tosh is smart because he took stupid people and he turned it into a million-dollar idea.
Yeah.
Good for him. Well, God, miss, do something stupid with your phone.
It seems like
I want a GoPro.
Not to not to blame TV, but it seems like once Jackass started, people
TV's
started.
To blame.
Listen, you can't blame TV because people are stupid.
Have you ever heard of the Nitro Circus?
No.
Oh, yeah.
They make Jackass look like fucking pussies.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't do things to be. They're
no,
just
they
extremists.
Don't, they don't. Yeah, they're extremists, yeah. But they don't do like. They won't set their fucking faces
no,
on fire or nothing. But
like,
there's one dude who's got like spina bifida in a wheelchair. And he goes down a fucking 30-degree angle or 40-degree angle ramp. And it's like fucking six stories high. And he fucking flies on the other side, like jump stuff with it.
Yeah.
And does like spins in his wheelchair. This guy's fucking nuts.
This is my wheelchair. There are many like it, but this one is mine.
Full metal wheelchair.
No.
Yeah, it's just crazy to me, man. Shit has gotten out of fucking control today. It just has. All right, perfect. We talked about Ray Rice a couple weeks ago and him, like, you know, knocking his wife out. Again, that kind of technology caught a stupid person on camera, you know?
Yeah,
you beat your wife.
Everywhere.
Beat her in a fucking...
Beat her in a room.
Right.
Once we get up to the room, motherfucker.
Yeah,
I'm going to knock you fuck out.
Seriously, like, I don't understand why he had to just go ahead and fucking do it in an elevator where you know...
Because he was pissed, obviously. Hello, he knocked her the fuck out.
Use your brain. You're in a casino. Just
drinking
fucking...
was involved.
I'm
black.
They probably thought Revel couldn't afford cameras.
Probably not.
Well, they spent over $2 billion building that fucking thing. You don't think there's cameras?
Maybe they thought they sold them to help pay the bills.
Well, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
No, I think that they were just drunk and not thinking, obviously.
Yeah, I agree.
There was this cool base jumping footage off of these two kids climbed the Freedom Tower in New York and base jumped off of it, but they lived, and it was pretty badass.
Wait, they base jumped. Weren't they supposed to live?
Yeah. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
They climbed the Freedom Tower illegally, and then base jumped off of it.
But they had parachutes.
Yeah, of course.
Well, you ended it with they lived.
Yeah, but
you made it sound like they base jumped without parachutes and they survived. And I'm like, whoa. That's
oh
crazy.
No, but you know, but they landed in the middle of Fifth Avenue in the street.
Oh, it would be great if they got hit by a car.
Yeah, and there
by
was taxi. No cars.
I didn't see him there. He just showed up out of nowhere. I have a proper ID.
Allahu Akbar!
Then there's this guy put a GoPro on his motorcycle, and he got hit by a car, and that's pretty sad. He was doing like 85.
Well,
and a car,
fuck him then.
A car turned, and boom. And like a second before he gets hit, he goes, oh! Like, fuck.
Dope!
You hear him shitting his pants. Yeah.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I am not... I'm a fan of motorcycles.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I could have one. But I know I'll never get one. But I will say this. The crotch rockets, the fucking rice burners.
Yeah, the fast
Tamekis. When I'm in traffic and these motherfuckers are just riding wherever the fuck they want, I almost wish... a fucking bus and a tractor trailer would just pinch them together.
I know.
And just watch this dude squish into a fucking bloody pulp. Because I get sick. Or if I'm just driving and there is no traffic, why the fuck is someone going 130 on a fucking bike? No roof, no doors. I saw someone do it with a chick holding on to him on the back. I'm like, it was like a blur. I'm like, what the fuck?
Well,
on the Wall Women Bridge.
They want that adrenaline rush. That's why they get them.
They want an adrenaline rush? Really? That's
listen, I would never fucking do that. And if I was on a motorcycle and they went that fast, I would be furious. I would never do that.
You'd be dead.
I would be dead. Knowing my luck, I would fly right off the edge of the Ben Franklin Bridge.
Well, yeah.
I know.
Although,
it's terrifying.
You should probably ride back to back instead of front to back. Like, put your back against the back of the person driving the bike.
Fuck that. Why?
Well, no, because if you fall, you'll land on your tits. You'll bounce right back.
I'm like, where are you going with that? That's scary.
Yeah, you're like, fuck that. It just pisses me off, man. I fucking hate stupid people. Oh, my God. I wish there was a button that could just destroy fucking retards. And I don't mean actual retards. I mean the ones that can
help. Like dumbasses.
Yeah, like the ones that have no common sense. That do stupid shit. You know what I mean? And other people, innocent people, die because of their stupidity. Like that kind of shit. That bothers me, you know?
Well, people do that when they drive cars, too. Like,
oh, well, don't even get me started because let me tell you something. I watch, I'm a people watcher. And if I'm sitting in traffic or if it's real slow, you know, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, but I kind of like look around to see what's going on around me. Women with their fucking visors down, looking at the mirror, putting on their makeup while they're driving. I'm not saying you do.
Okay, yeah.
But there are women that do. There are not men that are doing it. And if they were, I'd fucking beep the horn and be like, faggot. Well, that's the other thing. The phone thing bothers me.
I see everybody on their phone.
The phone thing bothers me. I will not.
Well, the car manufacturers are making it worse. With, like, you can access Facebook on your fucking dashboard.
Yeah,
now.
What is that all about?
It's crazy.
What, like, are they fucking stupid?
There's like a lot of places, especially around here, have laws in effect where if they catch you texting while you're driving or playing on your phone, you get a ticket.
Right. But no, these things that you can access Facebook, it has nothing to do with your phone.
Right. It's right on your – how
on
is
your
that?
Dash.
It's no different.
But that's my point because that means that you're not looking at the road.
Right.
You're looking at your Facebook screen.
It's crazy that the car manufacturers are making it – easier for you to not pay attention to the road.
I love the car that I had simply because of the fact that when I got a text message, all I had to do was hit the button on the steering wheel, and it would read the text message to me.
Yeah,
now, it wouldn't be in the voice of the person who's texting me.
Obviously.
You know, it would be in this horrible Siri-type voice. You know, I wish I could change it to a different one, like Bane. But it wasn't, you know, but I could understand most of it. Like, it was very convenient for me. And if I wanted to text back, all I had to do was hit the microphone on my phone without looking at the phone and just text back, and I would send it. And that's it.
I just don't go on my fucking phone when I drive.
That's normal. Yeah. That's how I am now. Now I won't drive or I won't text and drive.
No, fuck that.
Well, I didn't text and drive before. I just had means to do it where I didn't have to look at my phone. So it was convenient for me. It was like, well, I don't have to put the phone up to my head, and I don't have to actually look at my phone to do anything. I could do everything from, you know, either the steering wheel or just hold the phone, hit the button, and then say what I want to say. And then it would send. But now, I won't. If the phone goes off and I see someone's texting me, I won't answer until I hit a light. You know what I mean? If I'm at a stoplight, then I'll quickly text back.
Yeah.
And then I'll put the phone down and go. But even that, you can get in trouble for. If a cop pulls up to you at a red light and
my
sees you on the-
got a ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I don't know. I turn my ringer off. I don't fucking pay attention to my phone when I drive.
Get off the phone.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass, man. And I can't stand seeing all these people on their phone. And you know what's funny? You ever get stuck in traffic, or not traffic, but like the lane you're in is so fucking slow, and you look ahead and there's like six cars in front of you, and that lead car is just holding everything
up.
Oh,
yeah.
And then when you finally pass it, what are they doing? They're on the fucking phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to run those motherfuckers off the road. Like, I'll honk my horn.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be like, get off the motherfucking phone. Like, just...
It's just, always one person that ruins
it's always one. And they don't give a shit.
No, they don't care.
They don't care about anybody. They just do whatever the fuck they want. It's people like that that need to die. Natural selection.
Or not dry. Yeah, or it is that natural selection. Because I see them weaving all over the road and shit, and it's like...
Yeah. Like, you know, it's scary in the morning because when I'm up real early and I'm driving to work, there are times where I'll see people kind of swerving. I'm thinking, man, these motherfuckers aren't waking up.
Mm-mm.
You know? It's bad when you see a tractor trailer doing it.
Oh, yeah.
That's when I slow the fuck up and I'll find another way to go because I don't want to be part of that train wreck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on Vine Street Expressway?
Yeah.
You know, it's like underground?
Yeah.
There was like a Comcast van in front of me today on the way here, and he almost hit the fucking wall on the one side because he was staring at his phone. He kept staring at his
motherfuckers.
Phone. He almost hit the whole wall.
I'm not surprised.
I beeped so that he would look up.
Right.
Because I was just like,
you saved his life.
I mean, we weren't going
very
fast.
You're a hero.
You're a hero.
Well, I should have let him die. Sorry. I fucked up the natural
right.
selection.
That's okay.
Yeah, don't worry. It was Comcast. He was already 2 hours late for his next
appointment. Yeah, right. Exactly. That person's probably waiting for days to get their cable turned on. Oh, man. Fucking crazy. Stupid people.
Everybody's stupid.
Everybody's stupid. Everything is stupid.
Everything is stupid.
Have you ever hit, have you ever had a day, or let's not just go down to one day, but have you ever had like a specific part of time, whether it be a week or a month, where you like read stuff or see stuff and you're just like annoyed by it? You're just annoyed by all this information you're getting. Like
why everything.
Yeah. Like things are just like, why? What's the big fucking deal? Or who gives a shit? Or you know what I mean? Where you're just like, who, why is everybody making such a big deal about this? Or why is this even fucking important?
Yeah.
What, why is this news?
It's like every day.
Right. Well, actually, it's funny. I was reading the email you sent about the stuff that you had, and I was reading the Tom and Jerry one.
Yeah.
That pisses me off to no fucking end.
Like, duh. Like, I feel like that's common knowledge because of the cartoons being the way that they were.
But
back
the
in the day.
Right. The cartoons were, Tom and Jerry was created in the 40s.
Yeah.
Okay. My dad watched Tom and Jerry when he was a kid.
Yeah, fucking Tom and Jerry's a shit.
Right. And I loved Tom and Jerry growing up. I really did. It was one of my favorite cartoons growing up. So the fact that they're putting warning labels on the DVDs that they're racist. Racist overtones.
Yeah, they're on Amazon.
Or undertones, too. Whatever. Yeah, Amazon. Fuck Amazon. Oh, wait, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, fuck them anyway. Fuck them. They don't give us anything.
Amazon is just warning people that this could be offensive.
It's really, doing the but right it's really thing. Not offensive. I mean, it's offensive if you're not, you know, it shouldn't be offensive.
It's offensive if you're uptight.
Okay.
It
all
really
right.
is.
Okay.
Because I mean, if the cartoon was racist against Italians, like, we'd watch it and fucking laugh at it.
I can't find it. You know what I mean? Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, I'm not asking you to suck at my dick.
Yeah, see, because if it was that, we'd be laughing our balls
yeah,
off.
Yeah.
No,
just,
but the Tom and Jerry thing, I remember specifically because I watched it. As a kid,
I'll
still
know.
Watch it if it's on, just to get like a nostalgic
oh, yeah,
feeling from it.
Shit.
But they won't show those episodes. They show the newer Tom and Jerry that they made back in the 80s.
Yeah, just like they won't show certain Bugs Bunny.
Oh, right, exactly.
I mean, how racist are they?
Okay, so...
Are they really bad?
Well, no, there's
no,
a...
No, no, it's an undertone.
Yeah, well, here's what it is. It's from those times. This is before, you know, this is like during the Civil Rights... Actually,
it's before.
Yeah, 40s before the Civil Rights. So... They had like a maid. Her name was Mammy. And she, oh, you never saw her. You only saw her feet. And she had like. She
all I see is eyes and teeth.
She.
Blah.
She had slippers on. And you could see like her big fat calves.
Uh-huh.
And that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
But you heard her voice too. And she's never called Tom, Tom. What did she call Tom? Do you remember? Trivia question.
No.
Jasper!
She did call
Remember?
Him Jasper.
She used to call Tom Jasper all the time. So if Tom was chasing Jerry and Jerry ran into a fucking mouse hole and Tom
knocked over.
Yeah, Jasper! That's all you heard. Now, okay, so you heard the you know, the 1940s-ish sounding older black woman who was
a maid,
right? And now if you watch, it's like, wow. People are, like, pissed off. They're like, wow, this is right.
It's not as bad as, like, listen, I'm not going to lie, and this shows how fucked up I am. I guess I'm part of the problem. I watched Porky's when I was a kid a million
Love
times.
Love Porky's.
Loved it. It's funny
Love
as Porky's. Shit. Watched it recently.
Lassie.
Probably 8 months ago or something.
You know the term, you know the what I'm saying? Lassie.
No.
The
no.
girl. They call her Lassie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
The chick from Sex and the City.
Sex and the Kim Cattrall.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's nuts. She's funny as shit in that movie.
She's a whore.
But they say the N-word a bunch in the beginning of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like upset about it. And I know, and I've watched it before, and it didn't bother me before, obviously. Like, but now I was like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot.
Yeah.
About
you
this.
Black
and I was
son
like,
of
Whoa.
A bitch.
So it's like when it was over, I was glad it didn't make me not watch the movie anymore, but it was like, holy shit.
But that's. Look,
and I know it shouldn't bother
look,
me, but
can
it
I,
did.
Can I say,
I'm
going to say one thing and one thing only. Take the Tom and Jerry cartoon. Okay. That was. Porky's was early 80s.
Yeah.
Like 1981, something
it,
like that.
Yeah. And it took place
okay.
back in the day.
Tom and Jerry was in the 40s. Okay.
Yeah.
In 2013, there was a movie called Django Unchained.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Okay, that was just made.
Yeah.
Play that and tell me which one is more racist.
Definitely.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I bet you Amazon doesn't have a fucking warning label on those DVDs.
I think that it does.
No. No, they don't.
I think Django Unchained is rated first like of all, fucking PG or like NC-17 or something.
PG?
NC-17. Like, it's got to be, it's, like, more but it than doesn't an
have
rating.
A, but it doesn't have a warning label. It doesn't need it. It says it all. It's a movie in the slave time.
Say yeah. what you want about Django Unchained. If they didn't
I'm not
use
saying
the,
it's a bad movie.
If they didn't use the N-word, it's not a good movie. Because right. that's the way it was in that time.
Yeah, right. it wouldn't be authentic.
Right. Yeah, it wouldn't be yeah. authentic. Just, I mean, some of the times, like, you hear it and you just cringe. You're like, wow, that's fucking racist.
What did I tell you before when I came over about the movie 42, about Jackie Robinson? Yeah. That whole interaction with the Phillies back in 1945 or whatever year it was. The Phillies manager, the way he was – this is actually a clip from it. I just played it.
You don't belong here, nigga.
He was – that's not even the worst thing he said to him. He was like – he was saying shit like just so fucked up. Like – he gave the sign, the baseball sign, to the pitcher to throw at his face, throw at his head. And when he ducked it and fell to the ground, he's like, don't mind him. He's just going to take a nap. He yeah. was a redneck piece of shit, right?
Steve the Pirate.
Yeah. That's who the actor was that played
okay.
that part.
Steve the Pirate. Arr. Yeah.
Peter. yeah, so he's just a redneck piece of shit. And he fucking... taunted Jackie Robinson, taunted him. He was saying fucked up shit like, you know, the you don't belong here's and the what was the other thing he said? He said something like, oh yeah, when his hat fell, he's like, just leave it on the ground. Someone will throw some change in it. Like, he was just saying the worst.
Jesus Christ.
He was so fucked. That made me cringe.
Yeah.
And it wasn't because... it was because this shit really happened.
Right.
That's why yeah. it made me cringe. And you feel sorry. It's amazing how you feel sorry for an athlete. Really. No, really.
Well, like, I mean the times, of course.
No, absolutely. But in general, like you always feel – like you watch a movie about sports. You always feel sorry for that athlete that's like suffering.
It's like overcoming adversity.
And meanwhile, they have the fucking life, even though Jackie did not.
Yeah.
Right.
No, he did not. But what I'm saying is like it's amazing. It's not like – imagine all the regular average Joes, black men that were working, made no money, that got treated worse than Jackie Robinson, yeah. and you don't know nothing about them, you know, out of sight, out of mind type of thing.
Right.
They spotlights on Jackie Robinson, you're like, wow, that sucks. And he really had death threats. People were like chasing him. I mean, he had to leave.
Yeah, but come on, like even you correlate that with all black people back in the day, right?
What do you mean?
Like, you don't, you, when you look at Jackie Robinson, you probably think, like, wow, that sucks for all black people.
Well, sure, they're all in the same boat. It's the only problem is with Jackie Robinson, he was put under the spotlight, under the microscope. Yeah. As opposed to the people that nobody paid attention to that got abused even more, and those people that abused them got away with it. Jackie Robinson at least had the media.
Like, having his back.
Yeah. I mean, people actually started to pity him and feel bad for him, and then they started to like him. And, you know, and when the white players accepted him, it got better for him. You know what I mean? And it got better for other players that came out in the following years that came up from the Negro
League. I feel like
I've seen
that movie.
Oh, it's a great movie. It really is. But talk about the whole race thing. I mean, yeah, it's fucked up. But the cartoon is the cartoon. Like, I know what you're talking about with the Bugs Bunny thing.
Yeah.
You remember how many times, like, fucking Daffy Duck would blow his face off and he looked like he was in blackface or whatever?
Yeah,
like,
all
have,
the
like,
time.
The, yeah. They don't show that shit no more. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't show anyone saying, oh, mammy. You know, like, they used to do that in the cartoons and they don't do it anymore because it's, like, it's insulting. It's, like, it's a fucking cartoon. It's not – it wasn't –
somebody must have complained.
They didn't know any better. It was part of the time. Like, that's just how – it wasn't that we were making fun of black people. They were just portraying how black people were portrayed at the time.
At that time.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we laughed at that shit as a kid because we didn't know any better. And now they're saying, oh, well, you know, it's too – you can't watch it now. They got to edit it. Or it's just like, come on, dude. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, especially with Tom and Jerry because they weren't really racist.
It wasn't them that was racist.
It wasn't them that was racist.
It was the surroundings that were racist, like the mammy.
The mammy. But
and
that's
then it was,
really it.
There was other factors.
Like, I am not racist today because of Tom and
You remember
Jerry
when Tom sang...
Yeah.
Is you ain't my baby. And he sang it like a black dude
at the time.
But he
sounded like a bluesy guy, and he got in the whole spiel.
And the back, the white people didn't do the blues in the 40s.
I mean...
That's why they were called the blues. Okay. White people weren't blue. They had the life in the 40s. If it was white, it was right.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. That's how it was. So, there was some things that could be looked at as, you know, have like, racial...
Yeah, but they
whatever.
Should do that to, like, Disney movies then. Like, think about Dumbo and all those black crows that sit and sing. Like, they're all black, like, portrayed as
okay,
black people.
Okay, that's a, you know, at first I didn't know what you're talking about. Now I know what you're
I
talking about.
They had names.
No, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
But they, and they were, like.
Exactly.
Very southern, like, drawl, and they sang and did all this shit and made fun of Dumbo.
Right.
Like, so Walt Disney movies.
So Dumbo was the white person walking through the ghetto.
And they would sing the goddamn fucking songs. And they'd pick on him and shit.
It's bullshit.
Maybe Dumbo should have stayed out of the ghetto then.
Hey, man, he was just trying to find
Get out of here, cracker.
I'm a black pig.
I don't know. The way I say it is, if it's not your type of humor, don't watch it.
Exactly.
Doesn't need to be a warning on
and
it.
And what fucking kids today are watching Tom and Jerry?
Exactly.
The old ones, anyway. They're never old.
They have that whole new spiel.
Yeah.
Like, where Tom and Jerry, like, are friends and have lunch and chat about life.
When I was growing up, we had Bugs Bunny, like the Warner Brothers thing.
Absolutely loved it.
Bugs Bunny. You had Tom and Jerry. Yep. I'm trying to think what else was out there.
That was classics? I mean,
yeah,
like, Disney movies.
Well, no. I mean, like, stuff you could watch off the TV.
Off the TV?
Yeah.
When I was young, what I used to
watch. Scooby-Doo, I think, was there. You know, shit like that, right?
I used to watch a shitload of Fraggle Rock.
Okay, I never watched Fraggle Rock, but it's all right.
Old Fraggle Rock fan.
It's all right. It still counts. It's
yeah,
same
it was
thing.
Scooby-Doo was one of them. The Flintstones.
The Flintstones. Yeah. There you go.
Jetsons.
The Jetsons. Right. Now, Hanna-Barbera. Anything Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah, Hanna-Barbera. Yeah. Which they fell
Kong
off
Fooey.
As they got it. Yeah, like Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the shit.
Yeah. So that's what I grew up on, stuff like that. And Speed Racer was a big thing when I was growing up. So now, kids... That would be in the same age bracket as back then, where I was back then. They're watching shit like The Wiggles.
I don't even know cartoons now.
They're not cartoons. They're fucking people dressed in like fucking bright clothing that dance around like assholes and sing these gay fucking songs. And these kids are growing up to be fucking pussies.
Is there really no cartoons? Like,
no, there's cartoons, but they're shitty cartoons.
Like, is there Saturday morning cartoons still?
Oh, I don't know. That's a
question. I'm going to fucking wake up.
I'm never home. But, yeah, I want to know, actually, if there still are.
I'm actually going to Google popular cartoons currently.
And yeah, and look at what it says. It's nothing.
It's probably nothing.
It's all stupid shit. It's not even. Look, it's not even the girly shit that was out when I was growing up. Like, I remember when I was young,
dude,
girls loved. Well, that was a little past my time. That was like my brother was young. But, like, when I was growing up. Girls in my class, they were all wearing like, or they had like strawberry shortcake dolls and My Little Pony and fucking Care Bears and shit like that. You know, now it's like, well, not now, it's been around for a while, but Dora the Explorer is big.
Yeah, that's been a while.
You know what I mean? It's like shit like that. And it's like, what are they? Who are these fucked up people?
I know. You know what's weird about that is that I've never watched an episode of that, but I would sing that Map song all the time.
Map. I love Lamp.
I'm a map. Yeah, and I don't even know where I ever even heard it. And I would sing
Lamp.
It all the time. All right, I pulled up the 10 most popular cartoons of 2013-2014.
Okay.
And the first one you're going to be shocked about, number 10, is Looney Tunes.
I'm not shocked.
Still. 10.
But remember, Looney Tunes doesn't necessarily mean the ones we watched.
It says... Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Porky Pig, Sylvester,
the
Tweety.
The new ones.
Yeah, they're, I mean, they look exactly the same, but I just
don't. Okay.
Yeah. They said Bugs Bunny's the most popular. Number nine is Ben 10.
What?
Ben 10. It looks Japanimation-like.
Hi.
8 is Phineas and Ferb, which I've actually heard of. It's that platypus.
What?
Phineas and
Ben,
Ferb.
Wait, I'm still trying to get over the Ben 10.
Do you want me to read the little description?
No. Is that like a it's a Jap cartoon?
It looks like anime a little.
Okay.
Yeah.
They got the big wide fucking slanty eyes. They look like
the
lemons.
The kid kind of looks Americanized, if that makes sense.
What the fuck is Ben 10? What does that stand for, Ben 10? Is he 10 years old? His name's Ben? Is that what it is?
I can read it real quick and see if it
says.
You
don't have to. I'm just...
Oh, there you go. The franchise is about a boy who has an alien device that turns him into 10 different alien creatures to eliminate the trouble and save others from danger. So he's like a superhero. And all the things that he can turn into, one looks like a lizard. One looks like... I mean, they look like really fucking weird things.
All right.
Yeah. All right, 8 is Phineas and Ferb, which...
I don't know what that is either.
It's that platypus.
I don't know what that is.
There's like... Oh, God. 7 is South Park.
Okay.
Yeah. 8 is... Or... Wait, what am I skipping all over the place? Oh, okay.
7.
6 is SpongeBob.
Okay.
5 is the Powerpuff Girls.
Gay.
Yeah, that's like... I don't even like that shit. All right, 4 is one that I've never heard of. Winx Club.
Winx?
Winx. It is an Italian animated series.
And it's called Winx?
W-I-N.
Are you winking at me?
No, listen, it's 7 girls.
I say, how about the kids?
That looks slutty. There's 7 slutty girls.
You looking at my cock?
Oh my God, listen. The main characters are Bloom, Stella, Flora, Tacna, Musa, and Aisha. They go on adventures
none
together.
Of them sound like, huh?
Yeah, Aisha and Italian.
Yeah, no shit.
And they become,
Aisha might be Sicilian.
They become fairies and fucking do their hair, pretty much is what it says.
But right, that's racist against Italians.
It's the first Italian series to be sold in the United States. Okay.
What's it called? The Winx?
W-I-N-X. Winx. Right?
Okay.
Winx Club? I don't know. 3 is Adventure Time. It looks real fucking weird.
Adventure Time?
Yeah.
That's every Sunday night for me.
It looks real weird. I don't even know how to describe it. There's a vampire, Princess Bubblegum. It's science fantasy.
It's science.
Yeah.
It's...
Number 2 is... Doraemon?
Oh, yeah. Pokemon's cousin.
It does look Pokemon-esque. It's
faggot in the room.
It's Japanese manga series.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's about a robotic cat named Doraemon.
Are you fucking for real?
Doraemon helps Nobita through his gadgets in the four-dimensional pocket. I don't know.
What the
And anybody want to guess on the number 1?
Family Guy.
No. But close.
Really? Simpsons.
Yeah.
That's shocking. The Simpsons.
You know, when I was younger, like before I was a teenager when it first came out, I guess, I loved The Simpsons, but I
liked it when it was in Tracy Ullman's show. Before it was its own series. That's when I liked it.
I mean, I liked it when Bartman was really like, do the Bartman and all that crap. Bart Simpson was my
favorite
character.
You know who wrote that song?
Who?
Take a guess who wrote Bartman.
Michael Jackson.
Yep.
Shut the fuck up. I feel like I must have already known that to
guess
that. Yeah.
He loved The Simpsons so much that he called them up and asked to write a song.
I love that fucking song.
Bartman.
I loved it. I loved Bart Simpson. I had fucking Don't Have a Cowman shirts and... dolls of Bart Simpson. I love Bart Simpson.
Fucking hate Bart Simpson.
I would draw him everywhere like he was my shit. But yeah, I haven't watched The Simpsons in fucking forever.
Yeah.
I didn't even watch this crossover episode that I heard was good, so.
It was good.
I heard Lisa said, shut up, Meg.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
That's a staple of every Family Guy episode. One part that was kind of funny was...
when Peter said...
I'm going to finger bang you, Chris.
What's the bully's name in The Simpsons?
Nelson.
Nelson. Nelson punched Bart, and Stewie saw it, and he was like, how long has he been picking on you for? And Bart was like, 24 years.
That's pretty cool.
And yeah, like I was telling you before, Peter and Homer got into the chicken fight.
Oh, shit.
Which was It wasn't as good as the chicken fights, yeah. But it was still pretty funny. The episode was funny. It's worth watching.
It was a good like mixture because I definitely heard.
Is this the first time they did a crossover?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a humongous deal.
Yeah, and it basically.
So I'm assuming it wasn't as dirty as what Family Guy normally is.
No, but Seth MacFarlane really made a joke of how he ripped The Simpsons off of Family Guy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's funny. You should watch
it. I love Seth MacFarlane. You have to watch A Million Ways to Die in the West.
It's going to be out next week, I believe.
I should have brought it in so you could fucking watch it. Yeah, I
saw the preview. I saw the extended 10-minute. They give you that free preview.
Yeah.
And I was watching it, and I was already laughing. I was like, oh, I can't wait for this is available. Listen, I don't want to buy it.
Watch the watch the theatrical version first, and then watch the non-theatrical version.
I don't think
version.
They have the non-theatrical
version. I'm going to bring it in so you guys can borrow it then.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, because do you guys have Blu-ray players?
No.
I have a DVD copy too. But holy shit, they're so fun.
It looks
so
great.
I watched it 5 times.
Really? Yeah, it looks
I make
funny.
References that no one understands constantly.
Because nobody saw it.
Right. Nobody saw it, and it's so funny.
Yeah, well,
it
people
didn't do
a
well
lot of
the
yeah,
theater.
Because people were disappointed. They were expecting another Ted, and they shouldn't have thought
oh
that.
Oh my god, it's so fucking funny.
They shouldn't have thought that. They should have known it wasn't going to be Ted.
No, it's not even
well,
like
I,
Ted
in a way,
at all.
From what it sounds like, it's exactly like Ted. It's an extremely stupid movie with a ton of hilarious lines.
It's Django Unchained, but funny.
No.
From what I saw, it's looking like Django Unchained. No. Without the racism.
What, because it's in the West?
Yeah.
But it's like, isn't it like modern day? It's not.
No.
Is,
no.
Is it old
it's
school?
Like 1800, only, late 1800s.
Oh, yeah, because I saw the part
it's
with
Cowboy
Doc Brown.
Shit. But
Seth MacFarlane still acts.
Oh, yeah, he
like
acts modern day.
It's modern day. Yeah. That's what's so fucking funny
he's
about it.
He's the only
it.
One in it that acts like what's her name?
Charlize Theron?
No, but I love her.
Amanda Seyfried. I love the movie so much.
She's so fucking
Sarah
funny.
Silverman plays a whore.
She's
okay?
so fucking
and
funny.
This is the
first time in her life.
Hold on a second.
So funny.
This is the beauty of her part, okay? She's a whore. That's her job. That's her occupation. Her boyfriend, her fiancé is Giovanni Ribisi.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? Okay. Who was also in Ted.
Right.
All right. That's her fiancé, but she's saving herself for him for marriage. But she's a whore.
Yeah.
Was she taking up the ass?
No. She doesn't do anything with him. Like, nothing like...
Oh, she fucks everybody else except
right.
him?
Right. Yeah. Like, it's hilarious. It's hilarious. I was fucking rolling. I'm like, I can't wait to watch this movie. Just that idea is so funny.
Dude, that's going to kill
And I
you.
Hear she's hysterical in
she's
it.
She's so
yeah.
fucking
I hear she's, like, hysterical.
Funny
like,
in it.
I heard she has some of the best lines in the movie.
She does have some of the best lines in the movie.
Yeah.
And she says something smart at one point. And she literally goes, see, I can say smart things sometimes. And she makes fun of herself. No, it's just so fucking good. But Seth MacFarlane acts like it's modern day. Like he references, like he says, like Parkinson's disease to somebody.
Yeah.
And Amanda Seyfried goes,
what?
What's that? He goes, nothing. Never mind.
You know who I was happy to see that's in the movie? He plays a bad guy? Liam Neeson's.
He's great.
Yeah, he plays a bad guy.
Dude,
in it.
Everybody in it's so good.
Yeah, I saw the scene where the old guy finds the chunk of gold, and then they pull up, and he's like, "Yeah, we're trying to get to this town." He's like, "Oh, well, I'll tell you how to get there. And here, you can have my map." He's like, "All right, good. Now give me your gold." He's like, "Oh, I don't have no gold." And he pulls a gun out on him. He's like, "Oh, you mean this gold?"
Yeah. Oh man, it's great.
Yeah,
it's such a good movie. Yeah. I loved it.
I can't wait to see it. I can't really.
I love it.
I could almost see how that could be. Possible.
I love it. I think Seth MacFarlane is. I hope he does more movies.
He's
going to
do
funny.
More movies. Yeah, it looks like one of those real smart comedy. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Like clever.
Yeah.
You
know? Neil Patrick Harris is in it too.
Yeah. I heard. I didn't
is
see
he
a
Neil
part
Patrick
with
Harris.
He's an asshole.
No. Is he? Awesome.
Is he Neil?
No. Okay. No. He's a different character.
He was so funny in the.
Yeah.
Harold and Kumar.
Harold and Kumar.
NPH would never do that.
No. Oh my god! I was just watching the Guantanamo Bay one.
Are you underwater? Take a selfie.
Guantanamo. Fuck, I'm not even doing it. Fuck
is that weird thing in your head an aneurysm?
So which one was it?
Guantanamo Bay. I can't say it fast, apparently. Neil Patrick Harris.
I'm mentally retarded.
I love it. I thought it was such a good
movie. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that. That looks really funny.
It's really fucking funny.
I still want to see Neighbors. I heard Neighbors, that's hilarious.
Neighbors is funny, but not as funny as...
No. I know. I wasn't expecting it to be the same type of comedy.
I thought it was funny. I like James Franco's brother. I don't remember his name. Dan or something?
Oh, yeah. His name is Nobody Franco.
Nobody cares. Yeah, well, he's real funny.
Who gives a shit, Franco? I just saw the one...
He was good in 21 Jump Street.
Yeah. It rhymes with green. I just saw the one part in the commercial where he's playing De Niro in Meet the Parents. He's like, "You're upsetting Jinxie, Cat."
Yeah. That part's funny. That's one of the funny
I love
parts.
That idea, that concept of Robert De Niro party. That's fucking awesome.
That is awesome.
It is a great fucking party theme. Like, go dress as a Robert De Niro character.
And then act like him the whole entire time, which is awesome.
You're upsetting Jinxie.
It's like that episode of Family Guy where everybody was Robin Williams.
Oh, holy shit, dude. Or that episode of Saturday Night Live where it was the Christopher Walken family. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Christopher Walken's in it.
Right.
But every man, woman, and child, they all do the Walken thing.
95% of them were terrible at it, but it was hysterical.
There was a couple of them that were actually pretty good. I think one of the girls was pretty good, and I don't remember which one it was. And then there was another one that was so bad. She was so over the top, but you had to laugh because they were all laughing and they were trying not to. That's like my favorite part of Saturday Night Live. Like the when they laugh and they can't keep it together.
The best was the cowbell one.
Oh.
They were fucking dying laughing at Will Ferrell.
Except Walken.
Yeah.
He was not laughing at all. He was a pro. No, even Will Ferrell was laughing when he's sitting there. He's like, he's got the glaze like, guys. And he's like shaking his head. Come on, guys. We came here to make music. Oh, man, that was a good idea. I wish somebody would fucking... Somebody should fucking cut what's-his-name's head off, the guy that runs Saturday Night Live.
Lorne
Michaels, and just fucking revamp the fucking thing.
They do need to revamp.
How do you not do? I mean, I know it's still on the air and everything, but and they can still get guests. But how do you not, with all the people in the world that are talented, how can you not find people that are like better writers to make funny skits? Like, you know, the Dick in a Box shit was funny, and I'll admit that Justin Timberlake's probably one of the best guests on that show. Like, if I know he's on SNL, I'll watch it, because there'll be like four skits that I'll laugh my balls off, you know? And there's certain other actors that I'll watch, you know, like, actually, Anne Hathaway was awesome. She did the Homeland skit.
That was funny.
That was hilarious. She was playing whatever the actress is,
Claire Danes.
That plays in Homeland, and she did her to a T. Because Claire Danes in Homeland is so fucking mentally unstable. She's constantly having a breakdown in every scene. She's like, you know. So Anne Hathaway just reenacted it perfectly. It was so over the top, but it was hysterical.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it.
When I see shit like that, it's like, all right, that's funny. But you can't have just one okay skit per show.
No.
You got to have, like, back in the day,
in so long.
I have a lot of the old DVDs, you know, like the best ofs.
Yeah.
And, I have, like, the real old ones, like best of Eddie Murphy. Yeah. You watch some of the skits, like Eddie Murphy as fucking James Brown.
Mm.
Oh, my.
Eddie Murphy's Buckwheat.
Wow. Yeah, Eddie Murphy at Buckwheat was awesome.
It's Gumby. Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood.
Jesus, that was awesome.
Come on, man. Those were fucking priceless. Or... even the ones with Bill Murray, you know, some of the ones with Bill Murray, Murray's some awesome. Of the ones with Dan Aykroyd, some of the, you know, there, some of these were like fucking Jim or John Belushi.
Yeah.
As the fucking samurai. Oh, come on, dude. That shit was too funny.
I don't even know what they do now. I don't even know who's on the
Belushi's
show.
Dead.
I just know like Keenan. Well, duh. I just know that Keenan is on it, right?
Keenan.
Ivory Wayans?
No.
Keenan Allen?
No, what's the black, the black kid's name? Dude, what's the black kid's name? Wasn't he Keenan and Kel? Like, wasn't he part of that?
Keenan and Cal?
Keenan and Kel.
The fuck is that?
It was a Nickelodeon show.
Oh, come on, dude. I'm fucking 40 years old. When the
it was like last time 15 I watched years ago.
Last time I watched Nickelodeon, it was because it just started. The network just started, and they had Double Dare. Okay, it was only because a friend in high school was on it.
What's the black kid?
I don't know. I never watched the fucking show.
I don't remember
Saturday
his name.
Live now.
He's on Saturday Night Live now. I know what she mean. I know who she's talking about. I can't think of his name. He's really good, though.
Has he been in a movie that I've seen?
Good Burger.
Robert Griffin III.
God damn it. I'm going to just All right. Google SNL. All
right. So, okay. So he's in it. So he's good, right?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like they do a lot of skits around
Is he like
him.
The token black guy? There's no other black guys on
no,
the
I
show?
No, I think there's a few black guys. I just think
There goes the neighborhood.
His name's Kenan Thompson.
That's it.
That sounds familiar.
I think you'd recognize him if you saw
he's
him.
Probably
he's,
been
he's,
in
actually,
movies.
He's actually really good on
he's
the show.
He's probably been in movies I've seen. He's
yeah,
probably, he's
I'm
gotta
going,
be in
I'm
movies.
Going to his Kenan and Kel, Good Burger, All That, Fat Albert, D2, The Mighty Ducks.
He was Fat Albert.
Snakes on a Plane. He was Fat Albert.
I remember him.
Okay.
Snakes on a Plane.
Yeah, apparently he was on Snakes on a Plane.
I never seen that.
He was tired of those motherfucking
snakes. You never
snakes.
Saw Snakes on a Plane? It's no. so ridiculous.
I never saw it either.
I love it. It's ridiculous.
No. I do want to see Sharks on a Train, though. I'm sick and tired of these motherfucking sharks on my motherfucking train.
Sharknado.
Fuck Sharknado. Fucking shitty shows.
Yeah, I don't know why they're having so much trouble finding talent for Saturday Night Live.
No, I'm serious.
I mean, like, yeah, obviously, you know, the Bill Murray, the Eddie Murphy, like, they were great. But even look at the 90s, the Adam Sandler, the fucking, yeah. The Chris Farley. Kevin Nealon was fucking hysterical on that show. Like,
Kevin Nealon was
Dennis
really
Miller was one of the best news guys out of the
Dennis
whole thing.
Phil Hartman was funny.
Well, Phil Hartman was taken from us.
Phil Hartman was great.
He was.
He was very great.
His fucking Frank Sinatra was almost
dead on.
Yeah. Although Joe Piscopo's wasn't bad.
Yeah,
either.
That was funny.
You are black and I am white. You are blind as a bat and I have sight. What he was saying with Eddie Murphy as yeah. Stevie Wonder. God, that shit was racist back in the day. If you want to go by what we were talking about with Tom and Jerry,
yeah.
So was SNL. Remember when Eddie Murphy dressed up as the white dude? He went in white.
Yeah, oh my God.
He went to get a bank loan.
That was one of the
And he looked
funniest
albino?
Fucking-
yeah.
He was sick looking.
That really was one
and
of the funniest skits.
Remember the bank manager pulls out a box and starts giving him cash? He's like, oh. And then the guy said something like, he's like, well, we had another applicant, but, you know, he's black, so.
Silly Negro. Oh, man, I miss Eddie Murphy being funny.
Yeah, I know. Fuck. God, it sucks. What happened to Eddie?
Yeah, is
what
there any comedians now that you like? Like,
well, not
ones?
Not that really act in movies.
They're just stand-ups.
Yeah, stand-ups. There's certain
like
stand-ups.
Movie ones, I mean, then.
Like no. Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
I like Kevin Hart, but he's fucking very redundant, man. He's the same guy in every movie. He's this skittish little black kid. That's all he looks like to me.
It was funny as fucking Grudge Match.
Yeah, but I mean, he's the same fucking actor in Soul Plane.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he definitely got typecast.
Yeah, he's the same fucking dude. He's not. He was the same guy in Ride Along, too.
Same guy in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Same guy in 40. Although that was.
That was the, that was the funniest
best,
scene of the movie.
Right. Right.
Okay, we fucked dwarves in the ass. Yeah.
He's like, well, listen here. I'm going to take that as a sign of disrespect. You wearing this nigga tie. I'm going to need the warranty on the house. Well, you somebody's nigga wearing this nigga tie. That was a very funny fucking scene. Today's forecast, dark and cloudy, chance of drive-by. Yeah, Kevin Hart's funny. But again, I almost feel like, I don't want to say he's a sellout. He's not a sellout. I'm just saying, like, he's not, like, I remember, like, when Martin Lawrence first started doing movies.
Yeah.
You know, then it got kind of like, then it turned into like Big Mama's house. He went from, they all do it. They all go from one to the, look at, I mean, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, he went to the,
Eddie Murphy went from fucking,
the clumps.
Well, that, yeah, that, yeah. But that was like the start of the end of his career.
He, but that was, he was still funny, even PG Eddie Murphy.
He was funny.
But that was towards, you're right, it was.
That was the beginning of the end of his career, well, his funny career. Then he went.
And then he made more money doing fucking Shrek.
Yeah. Well, not just that, he was doing Dr. Doolittle.
Garbage.
Right.
It's like a cute family movie.
It's Eddie fucking
Murphy.
That's like Andrew Dice Clay doing Saturday morning preschool fucking shows.
Everybody grows up, though. Like, you
seriously,
know what I mean? Like,
imagine that. Dice doing fucking, you know, like Teletubbies. Hickory Dickory Dock. And then he says something clean. Somebody tell me the time on the clock.
He would probably make a lot of money if he did that.
He probably would. Yeah. Like, he's doing those fucking Sprint commercials now. Yeah. It's the little hamster.
He's the hamster?
He's the voice of the hamster.
Oh, shit. Those commercials are so weird.
I don't get it at all. It's Taco Night, honey. And he's like,
I guess Johnny Bananas failed.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I mean, it's nuts. It's fucking nuts. Like, I don't know what the fuck. Now Martin Lawrence is doing, you know. Don't get me wrong. I'll admit there's some of his movies that tanked, I think, are funny. Like, I saw that one movie where Martin Lawrence is a basketball coach and he gets suspended from the league.
Oh, yeah.
And he has
to
coach a bunch of kids. It's like one of those, you know, I don't know why I watch it. I'm like, it's not a bad movie. It's a kid's movie, but I liked it. Mm-hmm. But it's not the Martin Lawrence that I fucking fell in love with.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I remember, you know, watching Bad Boys the first time. I was like, this is... And that was a Will Smith I'd never seen before. Bad Boys came out. Because you were so used to, you know, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
You weren't used
to
that
cookie
kind
of... cutter.
Right.
Will Smith.
And then he turns into this bad motherfucker, and you're like, holy shit. It's almost like their roles were reversed.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Fresh Prince was all wholesome and shit growing up, and then he turned into this bad motherfucker. And then you had, you know, Martin Lawrence, who made his living at the fucking Apollo during the, what do you call it, Def Jam?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And then he went from that to wholesome. He just did a show with, what's his name, Frasier.
Yeah, he's doing a show with Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah.
It's funny.
It's a funny show. I like it.
What is the show?
Partners. They're both lawyers.
Yeah. Oh. It's on FX.
Shit.
Yeah, it's over now. They were playing 2 episodes a week for 5 weeks, and then...
Yeah, I thought it was funny. I mean,
yeah,
what's
it came on
great,
right before Anger Management.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I liked it. I watched them all. I thought they were funny. Mm-hmm. I laughed, you know. But it's not the same guy, you know. Dave Chappelle, half-baked, mm-hmm. you know. And then he was like a sidekick in some of the movies, like Undercover Brother. He was a sidekick in that. He was a sidekick in Blue Streak with fucking Martin Lawrence. And that was really it. He didn't really do much else.
Hey, Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Connor.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he was a fucking. They made him a lowlife in Con Air. Department of Erection, Corrections. But now there's not that many comedians that are, you know, like Dane Cook. He had his 15 minutes.
Yeah,
he had like 3 straight movies come out, and I guess they bombed. Which I thought,
what, the one where he was a huge asshole with Jason Biggs.
Yeah, Marker's got my DVD. Still hasn't given it back to me yet. Best Friend's Girl.
Yeah,
my best
that
friend's
was hysterical.
That was hilarious. Actually,
he was so
Good Luck Chuck
funny
was funny, too, because his fucking friend, the guy from Balls of Fury, he was hilarious in it. But, yeah, I don't know what happened. He just, like, was not popular at all. It didn't work for him at all. And then he just fell off the face of the earth. Bobby Kelly can't even fucking... He was in one of those movies, Good Luck Chuck. He played the airport security guy. He's like, get the fuck over here. And he's like waving with the wand. Dennis Leary. But he doesn't get major roles except for TV.
Yeah.
He was in Draft Day, which he was awesome in it.
Oh, I mean, he was in the Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, but I mean, again, he doesn't get like...
I mean, it's not a lead role, but...
That's what I meant. Lead role, not major.
Okay.
Lead roles, yeah. Like, I'd like to see him in something...
Look, I was telling you before, like, if I was an actor and I got offered a role in, like, any type of franchise movie, I don't care how bad the script is. I'm taking that shit.
If you were like a top actor?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't beat being in a franchise. All the money you'll fucking make.
But if you're already a top actor, you probably have your pick of the litter anyway, right?
Mark Wahlberg will be getting checks for Transformers for the rest of his fucking life.
I don't know. I don't think Transformers made enough money to cover the bill.
He'll still be getting money.
That was a piece of fucking shit.
No matter how
shit.
Bad the movie was.
It was horrible. It was horrible. It was the worst. It was the worst fucking sci-fi movie I've seen in the longest time. I can't even think of a worse one. It was that fucking bad.
Well, getting back to Dennis Leary, he's creating the new FX show.
But that's TV. I'm saying in movies.
I mean, he seems like...
In fucking Rescue Me, he was the man.
On FX, he should probably be able to write his own way. Like, FX should kiss his fucking ass at this point. Rescue Me was... I mean, it was a great show.
Yeah. Yeah, Dennis Leary's character in Rescue Me is probably one of the all-time best at, like, characters in TV history.
I agree.
Yeah. He was so fucking out of control. He was a loose cannon. I mean, the guy, he was sober. He was drunk. He was sober. He was drunk. He was high. He was drunk. He was high. He was sober. I mean, it was a whirlwind of shit. And this guy was fucked up. And you were like, and not to mention, he still made you laugh.
Yeah.
With all the problems he had. So, there's not that many people like that on TV anymore. I can't think of any actors that are currently on TV that have that effect where you're like, wow, this guy's fucked up, but he's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. You know a movie I love that Leary did? The Ref.
Oh, my God.
He was so fucking funny in that movie. Kevin Spacey was hilarious.
Kevin Spacey's he's so fucking underrated. He's funny in every movie he's
in.
That's
is.
A comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Horrible Bosses.
He's great
Come
in
on,
Horrible
man.
Bosses.
That...
He was funny in American Beauty, too. He, like, saved that movie because that movie can go
I watched
over
that
edge.
Movie once, and I
it's a little weird,
don't
I
remember hardly anything.
It's weird.
Yeah.
But he saves it a lot because he's loses his shit, and you just – it's hilarious. Because he's, like, having a midlife crisis, and it's awesome.
He's a great – Usual Suspects, even though it wasn't a comedy, he was still great
in
it.
He's awesome in it. He's awesome in everything.
I love The Negotiator.
Yeah.
It's a movie no one ever fucking talks about.
I don't think I ever saw it.
It's him and Sam L. Great fucking movie. He's awesome in it. But yeah, I mean, Dennis Leary in The Ref was great. What was that guy's name that he kept calling? The guy from The Godfather, by the way.
Yeah.
That's what's his name from The Godfather.
Yeah.
Fuck, I can't think of his name. He was his right-hand man.
Shut the fuck up. You speak when fucking spoken to, okay?
I'm scared.
fuck.
I don't remember.
His name?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I don't remember the guy's name. He was Michael Corleone's right-hand guy in the third movie. And he was even in the second one too. Actually, I think he was in all three. He had a very small scene in the first one. He was in the second one. He killed somebody in the second one at the end, I think. And then he was in the third one. It was his, like, right-hand guy. I just don't remember his fucking name.
I can't
think. I want to say the last part of the first name was, like, ended in the E. Like, something E. You know, like, Munchie or something like that. Munchie.
Munchie.
That's you. That's your nickname, Munchie.
Munchie.
All right, guys, let's roll.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week. We'll be here.
Bye, nigga.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.